It's time for Northwest Missouri State Basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network. Let's go courtside for today's game.
Good evening, and actually good afternoon, and welcome back to Bearcat Arena on the Northwest Missouri State campus. It's game two, Bear Doubleheader along the Bearcat Radio Network, Northwest Missouri State and Lindenwood. Bearcat men come in 18-2. They're 10-2 in the MIAA, tied atop the conference standings with Washburn. They're also ranked sixth nationally. Lindenwood comes in with a 14-8 overall record, but 6-7 in the MIAA. Welcome back, Tritton. I'm John Coffey, our studio engineer for today's games at Kramer Sansom. And a reminder, this segment underwritten by the Kansas City Beer Company. Northwest alum and KC Beer Company founder Steve Holly has been brewing German-style beer since 2013. Their beer hall and beer garden are in the Waldo neighborhood in South Kansas City. Kansas City Beer Company is also available in bars, restaurants, and retail stores throughout the region. Then Matt Trenton, Northwest, coming in after a couple of good games here at home, wanting to close out this homestand with a good win over the Lindenwood Lions.
Yeah, and you know, we've seen them do it a couple different ways. Was really, the defense was good in both, but it was really great on Thursday whenever you look at that win over Lincoln. 76-43, it's a high-powered Lincoln team, only scoring 43 points against Missouri Western. You hold them to 60, which is great. But they went off for 94 points, shot 68.8% from the field. We're really hitting on all cylinders. So we see them play really well these past couple of games. Just hope they can continue to carry it into this one. And like you said, finish this home stand strong.
As mentioned, the Bearcats coming off the win over Lincoln. Lindenwood, meanwhile, losing to Missouri West on Thursday night, 63-51. We'll be back to have more on our pregame right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway Valley Bank. With online banking, including remote deposit using your mobile device, the right bank is right at your fingertips. More at nvb.com or at any of their 8 locations. And from Championship Motors in Maryville, across from Walmart. Chad Peterson, Chad Townsend, Derek Schluter, and Maggie Wilson offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 582-8800. Support also comes from Walker Body Shop and Towing at 420 North Market in Maryville. Celebrating more than 50 years in business, Walker's provides complete collision repair and 24-hour towing. More at 582-3104. Also from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More info is available from Shelter Agents Brad Ford of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, Jody Nellison of Savannah, and Larry Olinger of Mound City.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Carson's Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch and dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 582-2699. And from SSM Health Medical Group and St. Francis Hospital in Maryville. SSM Health offers 10 medical clinics and 35 primary care and specialty providers throughout the Bearcat Nation. More at SSMHealth.com. Support also comes from Tri-State Ford Lincoln on South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the region a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles, as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at GoTriState.com or at 660-582-3677. Also from Younger Auction Company, Mark Younger and his team simulcast online live auctions in all states. Younger Auction specializes in real estate, farm equipment, collectibles, and antiques. More at YoungerAuction.com.
The Bearcat Pregame Show, underwritten by the JL Housing Company.
Back at Bearcat Arena, good crowd coming on in for this matchup between Northwest and Lindenwood. With Matt Tritton, I'm John Coffey. Matt, a little bit of a change in the starting lineup tonight, or actually this afternoon, for the Bearcats, as Xavier Kurth out with an ankle injury suffered in Thursday night's game.
Yeah, it's tough to see Xavier go down. He's been a guy that's brought you good energy. He hustles any loose ball he's flying towards. And when you need him to step up and score, he's been able to do that for you. So to have him not in the lineup, you just got to find a guy that can be that X factor for you. Whether it's a Wealthy, whether it's a Hawkins, whoever the case may be, everybody has to step up.
And Ryan, I think, is going to be getting the start in place of Kurth in today's game, that being Ryan Wealthy. Again, Northwest Missouri State and Lindenwood getting ready to go out this afternoon. We'll be back to have more for you, including an interview with the head coach of the Bearcats, Ben McCollum. That's coming up right after this on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center, Conception Seminary College, and the Prenery House. More at conceptionabbey.org. And from Bomley Auto Sales, Bearcat alumnus Joe Bomley has been providing late model program vehicles and pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to the area since 1983. More at BomleyAuto.com or on the lot at the 5 mile corner south of Maryville. Support also comes from Heinlein Home Furnishings at 1411 South Main in Maryville. Heinlein provides furniture and flooring for every room in the house, as well as mattresses. More information is available at HeinleinHomeFurnishings.com. Also from the Northwest Foundation, providing support for Northwest alumni and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the J.L. Houston Company in Hopkins, manufacturing small truck tanks to large storage tanks, and offers hoses, filters, nozzles, pumps, and other ag and petroleum products. More information is at jlhoustonco.com. And from the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student-athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information is available at bearcatsports.com. Support also comes from National Investors in Redfield, Iowa, and Northwest alumni R. Joe Smith and Greg Wilson, providing asset protection, retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. More at nationalinvestors.com. Also from Pizza Ranch at US 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in-store or at pizzaranch.com.
Support for the Bearcat pregame show comes from the J.L. Houston Company.
Welcome back to our pregame before this afternoon's game between Northwest Missouri State and Lindenwood at Bearcat Arena. Joined now by the head coach of the Bearcat men's basketball team, Ben McCollum. And Ben, team coming off a good win on Thursday night?
Yeah, I thought defensively we really executed in that game. I thought we actually played considerably harder than I even thought once I went back and watched the film. Offensively, we were moved the ball well, probably a little out of sync, but we did move it well. And so, yeah, I thought we played well. Tonight, you know, be just as difficult of a game, and you know, they're excellent offensively, and we got to be ready to stop them.
Now, going into that game, you talked about making a few tweaks to the offense. Do you like what you saw out of some of those changes?
Yeah, we made them before the Missouri Western game, where we just play with a little better rhythm, a little better flow on offense. The ball moves a lot more. Our offense starts a lot sooner. I don't know that we totally did that the way I wanted it, but we were better at it. We want to start our offense right when we get the defensive rebound, start our offense, get down the floor, and get going so that the defense is always set.
Let's talk a little bit about Lindenwood. What are some things you're seeing out of them this year?
Well, offensively, they're a lot of penetrating pitch. They're pretty tricky offensively, so a lot of misdirection stuff, a lot of get you out of position and drive and penetrating pitch, and so have to be ready to defend that. And then defensively, they'll run whatever defense they think will work at the time. So they run a lot of different defenses, and you have to be ready to go against one of them.
Their team overall has been about .500 this year. What are some of the things that really kept them from becoming a very successful team?
I think defensively, I think some of the gimmicks they do, or they're susceptible to a team just not paying attention to what they're doing defensively and just running their stuff. And so, they beat Central at Central, then lost to Western at Western. So it's one of those deals that they can beat anyone on any given night. It's just they have to pick the right plan, and hopefully they don't pick it tonight.
What are some of the keys to today's game?
Guard them, you know, and then play with energy. We've got Zave out tonight, and so we need to make sure that we supply the energy that he usually brings. And that'll be a difficult task if our guys can play with that energy.
All right, Coach, we'll talk to you after the game.
Thanks a lot, John.
Hey, Coach of the Northwest Missouri State Bearcat men's basketball team, Ben McCollum. Stay tuned. We'll be back at the starting lineups right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcats comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery, located on 4th Street in Maryville. The Student Body provides Bearcat fanware as well as custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout Bearcat Nation. And from Oak Point Assisted Living and Memory Care in Maryville, Oak Point offers private apartments and other services for seniors. More at 660-562-2799 or at oakpointmaryville.com. Support also comes from Compass Dental Group in Maryville. Doctors Bruce and Teal Twaddle and Dr. Brian Veer Toller provide braces, implants, same-day crowns, and general dentistry. More at 660-582-2273 or at compassdentalgroup.com. Also from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering locksmithing, lock installation, repairs, rekeying, and high-security master key system setup and maintenance. More at 660-582-3131, in-store at 5th and Buchanan, or at maryvilleglassandlock.com.
Today's game is being underwritten by the Bearcat Bookstore and the Spirit Shop. The bookstore, located inside the Union, opens at 10 a.m. on Saturdays, and the Spirit Shop, inside Bearcat Stadium, opens with the gates on game day. More at nwmissouri.bncollege.com. And from Barnes Baker Automotive, serving North Missouri for more than 75 years. Located on Oklahoma Avenue in Trenton, Barnes Baker provides a full line of Ford cars, trucks, and SUVs. Their inventory of new and used vehicles is online at barnesbakerautomotive.com. Support also comes from Brown's Shoe Fit Company in Maryville. Located in the Marymart Shopping Center, Brown's offers boots from Red Wing, Timberland, Twisted X, and Merrill, as well as arch supports for tired feet. More at 660-582-4641. Also from Pitsenberger Auto Body in Maryville. Providing auto collision repair and taking the dents out of accidents. Pitsenberger's also installs Ultimate Truck Bedliners. More at 582-4599 or pitsautobody.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from FSB Mortgage, providing first-time and veteran homebuyers assistance with financing needs to fit a budget. More information is available from Jeff Farlow at 816-233-7400. FSB Mortgage, a division of Farmers State Bank. And from the City of Maryville, home to Mazingo Lake Recreation Park. The park provides residents and visitors with an 18-hole golf course, the Watson 9 Junior Course, and indoor golf simulators in 2018. More on Mazingo's golf offerings at MazingoLake.com. Support also comes from Northwest Audiovisual, providing residential, commercial, and auto customers with sales, design, service, and installation of home theater and car audio systems. More information is available at 660-853-2319. Support also comes from Hope Lutheran Church in Maryville and the Lutheran Campus Center next to the Northwest Alumni House. Hope Lutheran offers families and students weekly Bible study, worship, and fellowship. More at MarylandHope.org.
Support for the Bearcat pregame show comes from the JL Housing Company.
Back in Bearcat Arena, time to check the starting lineup for Northwest, coming in 18-2 and 10-2 in the MIAA. Be the second start as a Bearcat for Ryan Welty. A couple weeks ago, he started in place of Justin Pitts, who missed the game with a concussion. Today, he's starting in place of Xavier Kurth, out with an ankle injury. Welty, a 6'8 sophomore out of Parkville, Missouri. Also starting at a 4, Brett Doherty, a 6'7 senior out of Omaha, averaging 9 points and 3 rebounds a game. 3-guard lineup with Pitts at the point, a 5'10 senior out of Blue Springs, Missouri, averaging 21.6 points per game. That's tops in the MIAA in scoring. Also pulling down 3 rebounds a game and 5.5 assists per game, which is second in the MIAA. Chris Eberendow starting at a guard, a player that is averaging nearly 15 points and 8 rebounds a game, a 6'7 senior of Stavanger, Norway. And Joey Wittes, starting at a guard spot, 6'7 junior out of Chanelson, Minnesota, and a transfer from Minnesota State. He needs just 5 points to reach the 1,000-point mark in his career. He should get that in this afternoon's game. He's averaging almost 11 points and 3 rebounds a game. For Lyndon Wood, under head coach Lance Randall, is in his third season leading the Lion program. They're working a 3-forward and 2-guard lineup. Starting at one of the forward spots is Luka Radosevic, a 6'8 sophomore out of Belgrade, Serbia. He's having 2 points and 3 rebounds a game. He's a transfer into their program from Lewis and Clark Community College. Played in 17 games in JUCO and started at 13 at Lewis and Clark. Also at a forward will be Chandler Dickfoss. Dickfoss is a 6'7 junior from DuPere, Wisconsin, and a transfer from the University of Richmond. He's averaging 15 points and 7 rebounds a game. A year ago, he was a third-team All-MIAA performer, started all 22 games for Lindenwood. And the guard, Brad Newman, a player to watch for. He's a 6'3 junior out of Milwaukee, Wisconsin, and a transfer from Eastern Arizona College, averaging nearly 15 points and 3 rebounds a game. He set out last season, but started 26 games for Lindenwood in the 15-16 season. He started all 22 games so far this year, coming off a 13-point performance against Missouri Western, and he's third in the MIAA in free throw shooting percentage at 91%. Adam Pullman, another guard, a 6-foot junior out of Neenah, Wisconsin, averaging 8 points and 3 rebounds a game. He led the team in assists a year ago, started all 22 games this year, coming off an 11-point performance against Missouri Western. He scored in double figures in 4 out of his last 5 games. And rounding out the starting lineup, Dominic Dobbs inside, a 6'8 sophomore from Hazelwood, Missouri, averaging 7 points and 5 boards per game. He's third in the MIAA in block shots this season, just under 2 a contest. And he started all 21 games he's played in this season. Again, it's Northwest at 18-2, 10-2 in the MIAA, tops in the conference, tied with Washburn. Lindenwood comes in the number 7 spot in the MIAA standings. We'll be back, get ready for the tip-off right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from KFC in Maryville on South Main across from Walmart. KFC offers a daily buffet from 10:30 until 8:30 p.m. and also supplies Bearcat families with original recipe, extra crispy or grilled chicken and sides for lunch or dinner. And from Northwest Cell, located at 1218 South Main in Maryville. Along with nationwide coverage, Northwest Cell carries a full line of iPhones, iPads, and Androids. More information on plans and devices is at nwmcell.com. Support also comes from Twaddle Realty in Maryville. As a United Country Realtor, Brian Twaddle provides real estate services for residential, farm, and commercial properties. More info is available at 562-7562 or MarylandMoRealEstate.net. Also, from U.S. Bank, providing banking services to Northwest students and the community, U.S. Bank is a proud supporter of Bearcat Athletics and Northwest Missouri State University. More on their products, services, and locations is at usbank.com.
Support for today's game comes from Losh Optometry. Serving Maryville and the surrounding area, Dr. Ryan Losh and his staff provide patients with eye exams, eyeglasses, including progressive and bifocal lenses, contacts, and sunglasses. More at 660-241-5001. And from Rogers Pharmacy in Maryville, St. Joe, Mound City, and Tarkio. The Rogers family has been providing Northwest Missouri families with pharmacy services, medical supplies, and home medical equipment since 1967. More online at RogersRx.com. Support also comes from Nucor LMP in Maryville, producing steel products that are used in agriculture, oil production, and the auto industry. Nucor would like to remind you not to text and drive. Don't let your last text be your last words. More at Nucor.com. Also from Sonic, serving guests for more than 60 years, the entire breakfast and dinner menu is available all day, along with more than 1 million drink and slush combinations. Sonic is at 721 South Main in Maryville and 4 locations in St. Joseph.
The Bearcat Pregame Show, underwritten by the JL Housing Company.
Back at Bearcat Arena, another great crowd on hand for this afternoon's game between Northwest and Lindenwood. With Matt Tritton, I'm Tom Coffey. Kramer Sansloan, our studio engineer. Bearcats come into today's game, winners of 47th Street here at Bearcat Arena. Their last loss coming back on January 10th of 2015, a loss to Washburn. Since then, they've won every game leading into today. A win today would give Northwest the record for consecutive home wins in the MIAA. Currently, they are tied with Central Missouri, which set the mark back from 1982 through 85. So, Matt Tritton, this could be a record-breaking afternoon.
You know, it could be, and such a huge record. The Bearcats have done a lot of great things over the last few years, especially the national championship season last year. But you think about a home consecutive wins record like that within the conference, and everybody that has to come through here that has a chance to knock you off, you keep holding up. It just says a lot about what this team is made of and the longevity they've had over the last few years.
While we have a chance, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. Coming down to the home stretch of this season, and Matt, when you look at the MIAA standings, Northwest trying to keep pace with Washburn as the two teams tied atop the MIAA standings. So overall, Northwest right where they want to be at this point in the season.
Yeah, it's all about controlling your own destiny, doing what you need to do, and not having to rely on some other team to come in and lose or someone to beat someone else. And So, yeah, I kind of talked at halftime of the women's game with Austin Meyer about that. He talked about having to be possibly perfect the rest of the way. And that's kind of the mentality you have to take. Play your best each and every night, because not only are they gunning for you, but every game has a major impact on the region.
And the regional rankings will be coming out soon. And, of course, Northwest would like to be at the top of the regional rankings when the regular season comes to conclusion to perhaps have an opportunity to host for the second year in a row in the regional tournament.
And we saw how huge that was last year for this team to be able to play on their home floor. You're just hoping they have that opportunity and kind of enhance those chances of making their way back to Sioux Falls, South Dakota, if they're able to play here at Bearcat Arena in the region.
Ready to go in this men's game. The officials for today's game, an experienced MIAA crew. Bill Tickham is the referee. He's joined by Kelly Groom and Scott England. Bearcats in their home white uniforms with the green numerals Northwest across the chest and the green numerals trimmed in green. And for Lindenwood, black uniforms with the powder gold and white. And Lindenwood will win the tip. Dobbs with it off the right side. Facing Northwest, man-to-man defense. They bring it out front right side. With it was Deke Voss. Now into the left corner for Radosevich. Out front left, it goes for Deke Voss. Down the lane right, drives on Welty and lays it up and in. Deke Voss with the first bucket of the game. Northwest Missouri State trailing 2-0. Some backcourt pressure. Northwest will break it. Fitz with a pass into the front court for Doherty. Now to Fitz, right as he dribbles through the Bearcat paw at midcourt. Looks right side for Mandel at the elbow. Now through the lane left side, drives Doherty, misses the shot, but a foul. This will get Brett to the free throw line to shoot a couple. One driving down the lane on Dominic Dobbs, who will pick up his first foul.
And as Doherty squared up there at the free throw line, everybody was spread out. So it's basically the entire lane and then some of just him and Dobbs. And the wise decision of going ahead and attacking in. He's been a good offensive player this year for Northwest.
First free throw for the left-hander is good. Gives the Bearcats their first point of the game. It's a 2-1 contest. The Lions in front of the Bearcats. In the pregame interview with Coach McCollum, he talked about Lindenwood really does some strange things defensively that kind of hurts them from time to time, where they don't have a lot of consistency defensively, and that's been the biggest problem they've had this year. Northwest took advantage of a little bit of uncertainty by the Lion defense that first trip down. A 2-2 game, Northwest and Lindenwood, as Doherty hits the second free throw. And the blocks off the right side. They go low with it, Deke Voss. Now out front left side for Pullman. Started by Welty, cross-court right for Deke Voss. Bounce pass to the right baseline for Brad Newman, a player to watch for. Back right side, Pullman with a three attempt. Won't go. Nobody but Bearcats in the lane for the rebound. And Dow is doing a great job on the rebound, especially in the last couple of weeks, pulled that one down. Pitts with it toward the right sideline. And elbow right for Doherty, back to Pitts. Pitts back to Doherty on the pick and roll to the baseline right. Takes a couple dribbles, spins into the lane, spins up with a shot. Won't go. Walked away briefly by Dobbs. And it is picked up by this Lindenwood team. Lindenwood trying to get the transition. Nothing there. Out top the key, Deke Voss. Left side pass for Newman. To the left wing, Pullman. They spread out their offense. Out front, Dobbs. As Doherty gives him all kinds of room out front. Right side pass goes to Newman. Now low right side, Deke Voss. Fadeaway jumper from 12. Won't go. Rebound just off the front of the rim. And then another board for Endow. We'll give it to Pitts. He'll take it across midcourt. Out front, Wittes looks to the left wing and down. High post left for Doherty. Back to Endow. Down the lane he goes as he drives. Misses the shot, but a bump in the lane and the foul coming up on the Lions. Bill Tickham, the official, to make the call and says that Chandler Deke Voss picks up the foul. That'll be his first and the second on the Lions. Foul was on the floor, so the Bearcats will inbound baseline left. 2-2 ball game. Just underway. And Dow goes off the backside of Dobbs. Gets it back in line. We'll kick it out to the top of the key. Pitts. Second time we've seen Endow do that this season. Pitts through the lane. Now back pedals with the dribble to the top of the key. 10 seconds on the shot clock. Lost it off of 5 with the dribble. Picked up by Deke Voss. Fast break the other way. On the right wing. Open is Newman with the 3. Rims out into the rebound inside Welty for Northwest.
That last possession, you see Dobbs, the big guy, matched up with Pitts, and usually Pitts wins that battle, just lost that one off his knee.
Off the right side, and down, hands off to Pitts. Northwest will set up the offense. Pitts between the circles. Looks left side, Wittes, back to Pitts, left side. Holds the ball out top. Now we'll dribble, trying to get a screen by Doherty. Finds Doherty, cutting through the lane. A little pivot move up with a shot, and in. And now Doherty with 4 points. got Dobbs up in the air. Dobbs is third in the MIAA block. Shots a bit on the shot fake, and then Doherty had the easy look, and it's a 4-2 Bearcat lead. Dobbs off the left wing. One dribble out between the circles. And finds Pullman. Right side for Deke Voss. Now low right side. Jumper put up and in from about 6 feet out as Brad Newman put it up and in. 4-4 ball game. Northwest Missouri State and Lindenwood tied up. Quittis out front left. Looks for and down the left wing. Drives through the lane. The runner, the scoop layup with the right hand is good. With a little bit of traffic, got it to fall, and it's a 6-4 Northwest Missouri State lead. Just over 16 minutes left in at this first half. Right side pass for Brad Newman. Out front right for Dobbs. Dobbs cross court left with it is Deke Voss. Baseline left for Radosevich drives. Shot blocked by Endow. Gets it right back up. Puts it up off the glass. Misses. And Endow with the rebound. 2-point Bearcat lead with just under 16 minutes left in the first half. Welty into the front court on the right side again, getting a second start as a Bearcat in place of Xavier Kurth, who's out with ankle injury. Left side in down with a three, misses too hard, and the rebound Deke Voss for the Lions. Cats up by two. Bowman left wing bounce pass, and a foul coming up as Pitts reaches around, knocks the ball away, but also got a bit of the body of Brad Newman, and Justin will pick up his first foul. Ryan Hawkins into the game. Joey Wittes goes to the sideline for Northwest.
Last time out, you see Hawkins score a career-high 13 points in that win over Lincoln. 5 of 10 shooting, also pulled down 8 rebounds. Really showed he can be a good contributor for the squad.
Dobbs and Pullman go to the sideline for Lindenwood. Jackson Price into the game. Dribbles left side and takes it to the top of the key. Looks and finds Newman right. Also in is Drew Moore for Lindenwood. Now, a moving screen away from the ball, and this will come up on Chandler Deke Voss, who will pick up his second foul. 6-4, Northwest lead over Lindenwood. 15:30 left in the first half. Max Myler into the ball game. A 6'4 sophomore out of Mataribe, Wisconsin. Inbound right side. Endow out to the top of the key. Is Doherty. Finds baseline right. Welty now finds Hawkins off the left side of the bucket. Lays it up and in. Nice pass from Welty to Hawkins. And Northwest up 8-4.
That Ryan to Ryan connection. It always seems like if Hawkins is around the ball, something good's happening.
Off the right side, Moore. Gets it right for Newman. Newman will dribble out. Goes cross court left side. Telegraphs the pass. Picked up by Pitts. Pitts on the break to the bucket. Lays it up. Misses the shot, but is fouled by Brad Newman. Newman stops the fast break. Normally, we see Justin Pitts knock that layup down, but bumped a little bit too much as he went up for the layup, but he'll get to the free throw line. But before he does, we've got a break in the action. 15 minutes left in the first half. Northwest Missouri State 8, Lindenwood 4. We'll be back right after this 90-second timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the J.L. Houston Company in Hopkins, manufacturing small truck tanks to large storage tanks and offering hoses, filters, nozzles, pumps, and other ag and petroleum products. More information is at jlhoustonco.com.
Support for today's game comes from Tri-State Ford Lincoln on South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the region a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at gotristate.com or at 660-582-3600.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway Valley Bank. With online banking, including remote deposit using your mobile device, the right bank is right at your fingertips. More at nvb.com or at any of the 8 locations.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Pizza Ranch at US 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in store or at pizzaranch.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Northwest Cell, located at 1218 South Main in Maryville. Along with nationwide coverage, Northwest Cell carries a full line of iPhones, iPads, and Androids. More information on plans and devices is at nwmcell.com.
Support for today's game comes from SSM Health Medical Group and St. Francis Hospital in Maryville. SSM Health offers 10 medical clinics and 35 primary care and specialty providers throughout Bearcat Nation. More at ssmhealth.com.
Justin Pitts, he goes to the free throw line as the second leading free throw shooting percentage player in the MIAA. Hits one of two at the line and gives Northwest a 9-4 lead. Off the right side is Jackson Price. That's like a pass out front for Radosovic. Three bombs are picked up by Pitts, right side and down. Drives and lays it up in air. Cats on the transition go up 11-4 with 14:39 left in the first half. Jackson Price dribbles right side. Trying to get a little movement out of his team offensively. Not a lot of movement away from the ball from Leonard Wood at this moment. Off the left wing, Radosovic. Out front left, Price. Spires the dribble, hooks the pass to the right wing for Moore. Now Newman dribbles right side of the lane. Out front right with 3 seconds on the shot clock. A three put up and knocked down by Myler. Myler with his first three of the game. He has 26 coming into this one, and it's an 11-7 contest. Northwest Missouri State with the lead. Cats break the mile pressure out of the Lions. Doherty out between the circles. Wide open there. It has Moore gives him all kinds of room. Finds Pitts. Pitts expires his dribble. High post right, Doherty. Dribbles down the lane. Goes with a quick pass left side for Welty. Into the left corner. Hawkins squares up. Wants the long three from the corner and knocks it down. 5 points for Hawkins off the bench. 14-7. Northwest Missouri State in front. 13:37 left in the first half. Into the front court goes Jackson Price. Picked up by Pitts. Looks right side. Luka Radosovic. One dribble. Off the key, Newman. Finds cutting through Price. Spins into the lane. Leans up with the left hand. Lays it up and in off the glass. That's his first bucket of the game. 14-9. Northwest Missouri State in front. And in the front court, the Bearcats go. Doherty takes the pass from Pitts between the circles. They give Doherty all kinds of room. Drives the lane. Bump and a charge. Coming up. Or not a charge. Better block. As stepping up and forcing the play was Drew Moore. He'll pick up the foul. That'll be his first. And Bearcats will inbound baseline left.
Directly after the contact, you can see the Lindenwood bench was right in front of them. And then Doherty, everybody kind of shoots up and looks at the official like, which direction he leaning? And I really think you could have given that one either way, and there would have been a case to be made.
And now with the inbound out front for Wittes, who entered the ball game for Welty. Pitts out front, sets up, wants the long three, too hard off the back of the rim. The rebound at the free throw line, controlled by Radosovic. And here comes Leonard Wood on the break, top of the key, three put up and missed by Price. Rebound Wittes for Northwest. Northwest with the lead, 14-9. Into the front court right side in Dow, high post right, Doherty. Right-handed dribble goes cross-court left where Pitts drives the left baseline into the right corner, finds Hawkins wide open from there. Off the front of the rim, no. Fight for the board, tipped out of bounds. It belongs to Northwest. Doherty fighting for the rebound with Myler, and it goes off Myler out of bounds. Welty back into the game, and Endow will get his first rest of the contest. 14-9, Northwest Missouri State in front, 12:34 left in the first half. Welty to inbound left corner, Doherty. Posting up with Moore through the lane. Shot fake up with a shot and good. He got Moore up in the air and went around and lays it up and in. Seeing Leonard Wood bite on Doherty. Shot fakes and Northwest up 16-9. Left side Pullman just re-entered the ballgame. Goes left for Landon Mills. Goes low left for Moore. Moore cross-court right side pass for Myler. Out front right side Mills. Now to Pullman at the free throw line. Back right side is Myler. Wants the three. Misses it. Air ball out of bounds over to Northwest. Dobbs back into the game for Lindenwood. Takes the place of Moore. 16-9, Northwest in front. And a timeout by Lindenwood. So the Lindenwood Lions want a timeout. And for some reason, Coach Lance Randall is all upset at one of the officials here.
He thinks that last shot that was airballed out of bounds might have got deflected by a Bearcat.
Officials think otherwise. We'll keep it right here coming through this timeout here. 16-9, Northwest Missouri State in front of Lindenwood. A little bit of a slow start to this one, Matt, but seeing I think Northwest pick up a little bit of momentum here in the last minute and a half.
Yeah, I think you're right. Outside of one Ryan Hawkins three-point make, it feels like the jump shooters have had a hard time getting open around the perimeter, and when they haven't gone down. That includes a three from Pitts. But outside of that, I mean, we've seen guys get open to the post. Brett Doherty's gone to work early on. He has 6 points already. And if you're hitting inside, it's going to eventually open things up on the perimeter. So if they can keep after it. But defensively, I think the Bearcats have been very good here early.
Northwest 6 of 10 from the field. Lindenwood 4 of 10 in this first half. Seeing a little bit of pressure in the backcourt as the inbound comes to Pitts for Northwest. Pitts lobs it into the front court left side. And it gets it to Wittes. Now to left wing, they find a Pitts. Pitch hooks it to the baseline left, Doherty. Doherty trying to post up a little bit of an advantage over Myler. Up with a shot into the lane at the back of the rim. Rattles around it up there. Doherty with 8 points in this first half. 18-9, Northwest Missouri State in front. Right side for Myler. Top of the key, Mills. Swings to the left side, Myler. Pullman now on the right wing for Mills. Myler out between the circles. Pullman, shot clock's at 10 seconds. Now right side, they get it for Myler to the three. Another air ball picked up by Northwest and Pitts on the baseline off the left side. Cats in front, 18-9. Hawkins out top for Wittes. Left side pass, Pitts. Gets a screen by Doherty. Dribbles to the left baseline to the bucket. Lays it up and in. He was able to get around Dobbs and then had just an easy drive to the basket for his third point of the game. 20-9, Northwest Missouri State up. On the right side, Myler on the wing. Out to the top of the key, Price. Trying to drive on Welty through the lane. Spins. Little shot fake. Leans in on Welty, who backs off. Now the shot put up by 10 feet out. Misses. Welty with the rebound. Good job by Welty. Getting away from... What would have been a little bit of contact there, and then the missed shot. Cats will get it. On the left side, Pitts. Left wing. Free throw line. Hooks the pass off the pick and roll. Left for Doherty. Baseline left. Spins right. Pass. Myler misses the shot. Gets his rebound. Puts it back up. It won't go. The tip in attempt. No by Hawkins. And the rebound, Lindenwood. Cats missed an opportunity that trip down. Right side setting up. Mills on the wing with the three. Got it. Landon Mills with a three-pointer off the right wing. 20-12, Northwest Missouri State with the 8-point lead. 10 minutes left in this first half. Offside Wittes in the front court for Northwest, going from our left to our right in this first half. Pitts left wing, cross court for Hawkins. Right side is Wittes. Wittes out front right for Doherty. Quick pass right side, Welty wants the long three. Got it right in front of the Lindenwood bench. Knocks down the three. And a 23-12, Northwest Missouri State lead. 9:37 left. We're in the first half. Out front, Mills looks right side. Gets it to Price. Cross court left for Mills. Chased by Wittes. Out front, left in front of the scorer's table for Pullman. Spins in the lane. Kicks it back out top of key. Myler now looks to the right side. And a drive and a foul. They got the ball to Price. Went on the drive and was fouled. Foul come up on Justin Pitts. That'll be his second. With 9:17 left in the half, Northwest Missouri State 23, Lindenwood 12, back in 90 seconds on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcats is provided by Miller Financial and Insurance Center in Maryville. The Miller brothers offer assistance with investments and retirement planning, as well as insurance protection for your farm, home, and auto. More information is at 660-224-2300 or millerfinancialandinsurance.com.
Bearcat Radio broadcasts are brought to you by Championship Motors in Maryville across from Walmart. Chad Pearson, Chad Townsend, Derek Schluter, and Maggie Wilson offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 582-8800.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch and dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Millen Dinsdale Seed Company in Maryville and Oregon. Representing Golden Harvest Corn and NK Soybeans, Millen Dinsdale reminds you that there are no practice fields in farming. More at MillenDinsdaleSeed.com.
Today's game is being underwritten by the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from National Investors in Redfield, Iowa, and Northwest alumni R. Joe Smith and Greg Wilson, providing classes in retirement and estate planning, Social Security maximization, and Veterans Affairs. More at nationalinvestors.com.
From the timeout, Lindenwood with the ball, 23-12. Northwest Missouri State with the lead. Off the right side is Brad Newman. Goes to the right for Deke Foss. Fadeaway jumper from 17 is good. Deke Foss with 4 points in this first half, 23-14. Northwest in front. And Dow will take it across midcourt right side. Pitts right now with a rare rest in the first half. Gray Starzl into the game. He's at the top of the key. Looks left side for Endow. Dow dribbles out front. Looks left for Welty. Welty goes low left. Starzl trying to post up with Dobbs. Takes it into the lane. Little shot fake up and under move and got it hit off the front of the rim and drop in.
Nice little take there by Drake coming off a game where he played 15 minutes and delivered some good minutes there for the Bearcats, stepping in this first half and doing the same.
25-14, Northwest Missouri State in front. Newman, left side, has the ball knocked out of his hands. It goes rolling out of bounds, and Dow reaches in and slaps it out of bounds.
I think it's good to see Dre come in and Ryan Welty getting the start today and Ryan Hawkins and giving these minutes to the Bearcats, especially when you see Justin not playing poorly but struggling a little bit early on, knocked down, missed an open three-pointer, missed a free throw, just some uncharacteristic plays from him.
And has picked up a couple fouls in this first half, also uncharacteristic. Off the left side, Newman, out to the top of key, Pullman, rise on Welty down the lane right side, kicks it in the right corner, stepping back to take the jumper, T.J. Crockett misses, rebound Wittes in the lane. And Northwest from our left to our right. And Dow handling the point duties. Takes it across midcourt right side. Hawkins to the top of key. Starzl. Right side in Dow. One dribble. Looks and finds Starzl on the perimeter off the right. Now they swing it left for Welty into the left corner. Hawkins. Left side for Wittes. Out front in Dow. Dribbles right wing. Takes it top of the key. Left side Hawkins open on the left wing. Three. Got it. Got a 23-footer or so off that left side by Ryan Hawkins, his second three of the game, and Northwest in front, 28-14. On the right wing, DeKvoss. Newman, right side. Cross court left for Crockett. Top the key, Pullman. Right side, DeKvoss. Gives it to the right wing, Newman. Shot clock's at 10 seconds. Newman down the lane right, jump stop, turns, takes the jumper, and knocks it down from 6 feet out. Brad Newman with 4 points comes into this game averaging nearly 15 points a game. 28-16, Northwest in front. Starzl, top of the key, looks right side for Welty. Now to Hawkins. Hawkins near the scorer's table, out front Welty, left side for Endow. Low left is Wittes, posting up with Crockett. A little mismatch there, spins left, shot fake up with it. Gets called for a travel before going up with a shot. He sank it from 3 foot out, but unfortunately shuffles his feet. Gets called for the travel, and the turnover gives it to Lindenwood. Starzl to the sideline, and back into the ballgame, Brett Doherty for Northwest. And also back in for Lindenwood is Landon Mills to take the place of Crockett. That's right now, Welty, Wittes, Doherty, Endow, and Hawkins. Trudosevich looks right side. They get it to Moore. Now right side for Moore again. Out front, top the key, Newman. Popping out Radosevich on the right wing. Pullman right side. Cross court left, Newman. Shot clock down to 7 seconds. Once again, Newman with a long three off the front of the rim. Welty with the rebound, Northwest. Outlet for Endow across midcourt right side. Hawkins to Wittes out front. Looks left side, Endow. Guarded by Newman. And now with height advantage there, will drive the lane to the bucket, lays it up, and in. And Endell with 6 points. 30-16, Northwest in front. Radosevich right side, throws it just behind Newman. Newman corrals it at the free throw line. Dribbles back out top the key. Now wants to drive the lane as he drives through, hits the lip. Whistle on the floor, and a foul coming up, and let's see which way this goes. It's going to go on Northwest, and Endell to pick up the foul. I believe that was on the floor instead of on the shot, so the Lions will inbound baseline left. Pitch back into the game for Northwest. And Endow will go over and get a breather. The inbound goes left corner, Radosevich. Left side on the left wing, Newman. Between the circles, Moore. He hands off to Pullman out front. Dribbles right side. Spins at the free throw line through the lane. Bounce pass out front right, Newman. 4 seconds on the shot clock. Free throw line. 16-foot jumper out front off the right side. Misses the rim. Goes out of bounds, and the Bearcats will have it. Bearcats doing a very good job on Lindenwood on the defensive side here. And I think, too, Matt Trenton, Lindenwood not getting a lot of movement away from the ball.
No, they're not helping themselves out, but the Bearcats doing a good job of keeping them out of a rhythm. They're just 7 of 18 shooting so far in this game.
30-16, Northwest in front. Welty looks right side for Wittes. At the elbow right, Doherty. Down the lane he goes. Little left-hander hook. Knocks it down from 5 feet down. Doherty! That post spot's going to be open today.
If they keep leaving him one-on-one with that, I think he's going to have a career day already at the 10 points.
32-16, Northwest Missouri State with the lead. To the top, the key, Price. Looks right side, Pullman. Spins down the lane on Pitts. Drives, bakes it, and hits it. His first two of the game.
I can't blame Pullman there. Pitts already two fouls, one to send it to the bench for three.
32-18, Northwest up. Out front is Doherty once again. All kinds of room. Go down the lane, drives, banks it, and hits it. And that's time Moore tried to draw a charge inside and did a little acting, and it didn't work. As Doherty, that just left Doherty wide open for the bank shot.
And there's no help whatsoever in there either.
Coach McCollum in the pregame interview says that Leonard Wood does a lot of weird things defensively. We're seeing that so far. None of it's working for them. On the right side is Pullman. Three is another air ball. Rebound Wittes. He looked up and had that ball right about at his shoulders. That was one of the easiest rebounds he'll have in his career. 34-18, Northwest in front. Doherty again has about 10 feet they give him now. Drive the lane. Right side underneath the bucket. Kicks it left side for Wittes. Out front left Hawkins. Now to Wittes on the left side. Bounce pass low left for Doherty. Trying to post up with Moore. Takes it into the lane. Spins left. Banks it and hits it. And that's number 14 on Doherty.
This defense has worked so well, they should try just not guarding Justin Pitts and see if that works out too.
36-18, Northwest in front of Lyndon Wood with 3:44 left in the first half. We'll be back and have more for you right after this 30-second timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student-athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information is available at BearcatSports.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Tiffany Care Centers. Their six locations offer short and long-term rehab, 24-hour skilled nursing care, respite care, as well as one-on-one speech, occupational, and physical therapy. More at TiffanyCare.com.
Welcome back to Bearcat Arena. Alongside with Matt Trenton, I'm John Coffey. Our studio engineer, Kramer Sansone. 36-18, Northwest in front of Lindenwood. And Matt Trenton, it's really hard to explain what Lindenwood's trying to do defensively.
Yeah, I mean, it's just the Bearcats have spread the offense out a lot. And as Brett Doherty catches that ball at the high post, he turns and faces up. And there's only one man in front of him, and he's usually still 3 feet back from there. So he just kind of had his way of working his way down and worth a little baby hook that's worked out well so well for him, and it's worked. He's got 14 points already, and he's still 3:44 to go in the first half.
36-18, Northwest Missouri State in front as Newman will take it across the midcourt, goes to the top of the key, dribbles right side, down to the right baseline, out front right for Pullman, looks cross court left side Crockett, dribbles right side, pulls up, out to the top of the key, the left is Newman, left wing for Price. Out front left, Newman, three on the way, rims out, rebound, two and down. He came into the game during that timeout. 3:19 left in the half, fits into the front court, looks right side, Welty, out front Doherty. Again, they give him a lot of room. Ryan, he'll drive left side, banks it, misses it this time. Trying to put it over Radosevich this time. And to the top of the key, left they go for Pullman. Just holds on to it. Dribbles out between the circles. Left side for Crockett. Top of the key is Price. Fadeaway three. Rims out left side. Rebound Northwest. Hawkins will have it and give it up to Pitts. He'll take it across midcourt right side. Now we'll drive the lane right. Tries to go into the right corner for Welty. Leaps up, brings it down. Doherty up front right side. Out front left four and down. Steps up. Wants the three. Got nothing but net. 39-18, Northwest with a 2:25 left in the first half. Pullman, top of the key. Bounce pass out front left, Price. Now to Pullman, right side. Goes into the right corner for Newman. Baseline drive, misses too hard, gets his own rebound. Left side, Radosevich. Out front right for Price. Trying to drive on and down. Gets past him, and Dow will pick up the foul. And for Chris, that'll be his second foul. Wittes into the ball game, and Hawkins goes to the sideline with 2:05 left in the first half. Pullman inbound baseline right. Looks into the right corner for Newman. And into the right corner, long three put up by Price, misses. Wittes with the rebound. Lyndon was shooting just 35% in this first half. Northwest on the other hand, shooting nearly 67%. Pitts right side, Hawkins on the wing. The three off the back of the rim, rebound into the lane, pulled down by Pullman, and here comes Linderwood on the fast break. Right side, open, Price, three, rims out, rebound, Wittes tips it to Pitts, and here comes Northwest with 1:33 left in the half.
Well, they can't get a shot to fall, they can't get a rebound either. The Bearcats out-rebounding them 19-7 in this first half.
Doherty at the top of the key. Free throw line, drives on Radosevich in the lane, spins left, up with the fadeaway, rolls in. Doherty with 16 points, two away from a career high, and we're just in the first half. 41-18, Northwest Missouri State out in front. Price looks right side, Newman. Top of the key, Pullman. Minute left in the half. Pullman looks left, bounce pass left, gets it to Price. Into the left corner, Radosevich with the three. Rims around and out, and with the rebound is Hawkins for Northwest. Under a minute left, 41-18. Northwest Missouri State with a strong first half. Fitz on the left side. Top of the key. Finds baseline left, Hawkins. Out front, Fitz left wide open. And his three. Rims around and out. The tip in attempt by Hawkins won't go, and is controlled by Crockett for Lindenwood with 35 seconds left in the half. Down the lane, spins, up for the shot, misses off the right of the backboard, and the rebound, wealthy for Northwest, 27 seconds left in the half. Cats right now with their largest lead of the game at 23 points. 17 seconds left, Pitts dribbles into the front court, right in front of the scorer's table off the right side, as Northwest looks for the last shot. Out front, Doherty, and why not? He drives down the lane right side, pivots. Now finds Wittes, right wing. Wittes with 2 seconds left. A little runner on the right side. Hits the rim and drops in as the buzzer sounds. Wittes with his first bucket of the game. And Northwest Missouri State up 43-18 as they go into the locker room at halftime, leading Lindenwood. Back with more right after this 2.5-minute timeout. Back in 2.5 minutes on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from FSB Mortgage, providing first-time and veteran homebuyers assistance with financing needs to fit a budget. More information from Jeff Farlow, 816-233-7400. FSB Mortgage, a division of Farmers State Bank.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from King City Lumber, specializing in post-frame and all-steel construction. King City Lumber provides planning, design, and construction services for commercial and residential buildings. More information is at kingcitylumber.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from the Bearcat Bookstore and the Spirit Shop, supplying game day apparel for men, women, and kids, as well as gifts, accessories, and Northwest logo items. The Union location opens at 10 a.m. on game day. More at nwmissouri.bncollege.com.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from Maryville Glass and Lock. Greg Fisher and his team offer installation and service of overhead doors from Rainer and LiftMaster operators. More at 660-582-3131, in-store at 5th and Buchanan, or at MarylandGlassAndLock.com.
Support for the Bearcats is from Steve and Dan Miller at Miller Financial and Insurance Center in Maryville, providing investment management, retirement planning, and insurance protection for farm, home, and auto. More information at 660-224-2300 or MillerFinancialInsurance.com. Today's broadcast is brought to you by Brown Shoe Fit Company in Maryville. Located in the Mary Mart Shopping Center, Brown's offers footwear from Under Armour, Sperry, Asics, Chaco, as well as fashion boots for women. More at 660-582-4641.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Northwest Audiovisual, providing residential, commercial, and auto customers with sales, design, service, and installation of home theater and car audio systems. More information is available at 660-853-2319.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Hope Lutheran Church in Maryville and the Lutheran Campus Center next to the Northwest Alumni House. Hope Lutheran offers families and students weekly Bible study, worship, and fellowship. More at MarylandHope.org.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Millen Dinsdale Seed Company in Maryville and Oregon. Representing Golden Harvest Corn and NK Soybeans, Millen Dinsdale reminds you that there are no practice fields in farming. More at MillenDinsdaleSeed.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Maryville Daily Forum, in print or online at MarylandDailyForum.com. The forum provides local news, sports, and information Monday through Friday. More at 660-562-2424.
At the half, Northwest Missouri State in front of Lindenwood in the midst game of our doubleheader along the Bearcat Radio Network as Northwest leads 43-18. For stations along the line, the station break. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. Now That's it, and it really appears that Lindenwood wants to make sure that Justin Fitz doesn't beat them, although Justin's been open a few times, but what they're doing, they're leaving Fred Doherty just absolutely, positively wide open, and Cats have been taking advantage of that.
Yeah, it's been a quiet first half from Justin, only 3 points and on one of three shooting. But, yeah, you look at what Brett's doing, of working his way in, and, you know, he'll see a little bit of one-on-one defense once he gets about 3-4 feet out. But he's taking advantage of that, 16 points on 7 of 11 shooting. He's been very good here, as well as Kristen Dow, 9 points, 4 rebounds here in that first half. And the young man, the previous two games combined, 40 points, 16 rebounds, 5 assists. And he's carrying it over to another good game today and helping the Bearcats get out to a 25-point lead.
43-18, the score at the half, Northwest in front of Lindenwood. Earlier this afternoon, the Lindenwood women defeat Northwest 84-56. When we come back, Buck Shield, head coach of the Bearcat women, will join Matt and talk about that game that's coming up right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Northwest Missouri Regional Credit Union at the Highway 71 East South Avenue intersection. Serving Nottoway County employees, Northwest alumni, and 19 school districts across the area. Northwest Missouri Regional Credit Union. Today, tomorrow, together.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Walker Body Shop and Towing at 420 North Marcus Street in Maryville. Celebrating more than 50 years in business, Walker's provides complete collision repair and 24-hour towing for cars and trucks. More at 660-582-3104.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Consumers Oil Company in Maryville. Since 1928, Consumers has been supporting farmers in Northwest Missouri by providing refined fuels, feeds, and propane. More information is at ConsumersOilMaryville.com.
Support for today's game comes from Lane's Network One, providing computer and tablet repair, virus removal, computer sales, and in-home repair service. More information is available at 660-241-4003.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Gardner Family Dentistry in Maryville. Dr. Jeff Gardner and his staff specialize in treating the whole family with a focus on kids of all ages. Other services include implants, crowns, and general dentistry. Now accepting new patients. More at MarryvilleSmiles.com. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Bomley Auto Sales. Bearcat alumnus Joe Bomley has been providing late model program vehicles and pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to the area since 1983. More at BomleyAuto.com or on the lot at 5 Mile Corner, south of Maryville.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Home by Sonia at 103 South Main in Maryville. Home by Sonia provides full-service interior styling along with custom window coverings, flooring, furniture, and more. Information is available online at homebysonia.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Ziegler Ag Equipment. Ziegler carries new and used tractors, combines, and sprayers, and provides equipment repairs and maintenance. Locations in Maryville, Chillicothe, and Marshall. More information at ZIEGLERAG.com.
About halftime of the men's basketball game, Northwest leading Lindenwood 43-18. A little earlier, the women's game. Bearcats fall 84-56 to the Lions, joined by head coach Buck Shield. Coach, that's a pretty good team again in Lindenwood, and they just came out, hit a lot of shots, and that second quarter really opened up the lead.
Yeah, you know, I knew they were a lot better than what their record shows, and, you know, just by watching them on film and knowing the type of personnel that they have, you know, they're a tough team, and they've won some good games this year and have been in several games against other top teams in the league and things like that. And so, you know, I knew that it was going to be a dogfight, which just with how hard they play, how hard they hit the glass, you know, they're like we talked about before the game, you know, they're very high offensive rebounding team. And, you know, we knew that coming in, our players knew that coming in, and you think at one point you kind of have that determination that you're going to keep somebody off the glass, and we didn't have it.
Whenever you look at the third quarter coming out after getting down by quite a bit at halftime, it seemed like they responded pretty well. You outscored them by four, and it could have been more. They got a couple of fortunate shots to go down there, but then that fourth quarter hit, and they were able to open it back up again. Did it feel like you had a little bit of momentum?
Oh, yeah. You know, I thought our third quarter was great. You know, we played with a lot more urgency, a lot more effort, and, you know, just played determined in that third quarter, but you can't just do that one quarter, and you can't just do that in the second half. You know, you have to start the game with that mentality and demand more out of yourself and your teammates and things like that. And you know, at times, you know, we obviously had a lot of good looks at some shots, but we took some shots that were selfish shots and things like that. And so, you know, I thought today our overall just team effort and just team consistency wasn't very good. And you know, against a team like that who is a middle of the pack, I feel middle of the pack or, you know, top half team in our league when they're 100% healthy and playing like they are today, you know, you're not going to put yourself in a position to have success.
Well, it's a tough one coming up at Emporia State next week, but easier to turn the page on this one just with the way it went?
Yeah, you know, quick turnaround. Just can't let a situation like this happen again on the road in a place like Emporia State, because they're going to make you pay for it even worse if that's how you start the game, and you can't put yourself in that position right out of the gate, because then it's an extreme uphill battle from there on out. And you know, if we can play with the urgency and just the effort that we had in that third quarter early in the game, then things could potentially be a little bit different. So we got to dig in. We got to find it a little bit, and you know, prepare, have good workouts and practices Monday and Tuesday, and go from there and see what happens.
Coach, appreciate your time. We'll catch you next week.
Yep, thank you.
That's Buck Shield, Northwest Missouri State head basketball coach. Coach Shield's postgame interview underwritten by Bolin Auto and Truck Parts. Services include brake and suspension work, as well as a driveline facility. Bolin Auto and Truck Parts, located at 10th and Mitchell in St. Joseph. Family owned since 1951. More at 800-292-6546. 43-18, the Northwest Missouri State men in front of Lindenwood. We'll take a break. John will be back with halftime stats on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's game comes from Tri-State Ford Lincoln on South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the region a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at gotristate.com or at 660-582-3677. And from Nottoway Valley Bank, with 8 locations, NVB has been serving generations of Northwest Missouri families for almost a century and a half. The right bank is right at your fingertips at nvb.com. Support also comes from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24 hours claim assistance, and insurance reviews. More information is available from Shelter agents Brad Ford of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, Jody Nelson of Savannah, and Larry Olinger of Mound City. Also from Carson Sports Grill on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch and dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More information at 582-2699. Support for today's game is provided by Younger Auction Company. Mark Younger and his team simulcast online live auctions in all states. Younger Auction specializes in real estate, farm equipment, collectibles, and antiques. More at YoungerAuction.com. And from Bullseye Trading in Maryville, located at 1115 East 1st Street, open 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Bullseye Trading offers guns, ammo, and payday and pawn loans. For more info, call 660-241-5013. Support also comes from SSM Health St. Francis Hospital, offering a range of health services in the Northwest Missouri region, including 24/7 emergency services and cancer care. More at SSMHealth.com. Also from the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center, Conception Seminary College, and the Prentery House. More at ConceptionAbbey.org.
Yeah. The Halftime Report, underwritten by Tri-State Ford and Lincoln in Maryville.
Back at Bearcat Arena, Northwest Missouri State well in front of this one with Lindenwood, 43-18 as we check the totals here at halftime. Northwest shooting 64% from the field, 18-28, 4-9 from three-point range, and 3-4 at the free throw line. The big story, Brett Doherty, a big first half, 16 points on 7 of 11 shooting. He's just two away from tying a career high. For Lindenwood, shooting just 29% from the field, 8 of 27. They are 2 of 15 from a three-point range. They came into this game at 7th in the conference in three-point shooting at 36.6%, and they just can't buy a bucket from 3-point range, and they have yet to shoot a free throw in the game. Northwest out-rebounding Lindenwood as well, 21-8. Two turnovers in the game for Northwest and three for Lindenwood. Again, at the half, Northwest Missouri State 43, Lindenwood 18. Back with the second half right after this on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Rapid Elite in downtown Maryville, providing printing and copying of letterhead, envelopes, business cards, posters, and more. Rapid Elite also features website design, ink and toner, and UPS and FedEx shipping services. More at RapidEliteMaryville.com. And from Tri-State Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram on South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the region a selection of new automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at TriStateChryslerDodgeJeepRam.com or at 660-582-3677. Support also comes from Northwest Missouri Regional Credit Union, serving the area since 1933. Offering in-house decisions on auto and recreational loans within one business day, the credit union is located at the intersection of Highway 71 and East South Avenue, today, tomorrow, together. Also from King City Lumber, their post-frame and all-steel buildings can be used as homes, barns, sheds, garages, or commercial buildings. More information about design and construction is at kingcitylumber.com.
Support for today's broadcast comes from Bearcat Lumber on East 1st Street in Maryville, providing windows, roofing, siding, and doors for new home construction, as well as materials and plans for outbuildings, shops, and garages. More on Bearcat Lumber services is at 660-562-0300. And from Rogers Pharmacy in Maryville at 125 East South Avenue. Rogers provides patients and their families with medical supplies, including oxygen, CPAP, scooters, and home medical equipment. More information is online at RogersRxMV.com. Support also comes from Lanes Network One, providing computer and tablet repair, virus removal, computer sales, and in-home repair service. More information is available at 660-241-4003. Also from Pizza Ranch at US 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in-store or at pizzaranch.com.
Support for the Halftime Report comes from Tri-State Ford and Lincoln in Maryville.
We're going to the second half. Northwest had the ball to begin this second half. Northwest in front, 43-18. With Matt Tritton, I'm John Coffey. Kramer Sansone is our studio engineer. Cast from our right to our left in the second half. Doherty with a bounce pass to Pitts. Cutting to the bucket. Lays it up and in.
What can't Brett Doherty do right now? The guy's walking on water.
He ends up with 16 points out of the first half. And a shot on the right side. Missed by Price. The rebound, though, over Dulcevic. And the blocks left. Brings it out front left for Newman. Dribbles to the top of the key. Left side. Driving Pullman. Out front left Newman. Cats in their man-to-man defense, and that pass goes right through the hands of Price out of bounds. It belongs to Northwest. 45-18, Northwest Missouri State with the lead over Lindenwood. Game we'll be watching this afternoon at Washburn, which is tied with the Bearcats at the top spot in the MIAA. A little later start this afternoon at Fort Hays as Endowed drives, misses the shot, gets his rebound, misses the ball out of bounds. It belongs to Northwest. Ichabod's up on the Tigers 18-9. Again, that's about midway through the first half in Hays, Kansas this afternoon. And now, again, throws off the backside of Radosevic. Takes the pass off the backside and will dribble into the right corner. And now, bounce pass right baseline for Doherty. Underneath the bucket, brings it out front and down. The three on the way off the front of the rim misses. Rebound in the lane. Pullman with for the Lindenwood Lions will drive down the lane and brings it back out front left for Newman. Left side, Pullman on the wing. Between the circles, it goes for Price. Right side, Newman. Guarded by Wittes. Bounce pass low right, Radosevic. Price on Doherty, a bump and a foul. Had a little bit of a half step on Doherty, trying to get to that baseline. Doherty with a bump commits the foul, and that is Brett's first foul of the game. Lions will inbound baseline right. Goes to Deke Voss. Didn't see a lot of playing time in the first half. Picked up a couple early fouls. Pullman to the right wing. Right side, Deke Voss. Right side, Newman. Cross court, left side, Pullman. With 6 seconds on the shot clock, drives through the lane. Fadeaway jumper from 8 feet out. Good. Pullman with 4 points, and it's a 45-20 Northwest Missouri State lead. Second half just underway. Into the front court, end out. Top of the key. They get it for Doherty. Wants to drive on Radosevic down the lane. That spins left, right now. Back left off the glass. Won't go, but draws the foul. He'll get the free throw line, and Radosevic knocks Doherty to the floor. That'll be Radosevic's first foul. And this gets Doherty to the line, where he's 2-for-2 this afternoon. If he hits both free throws here, he would tie a career high.
All kinds of big marks could be set today with Doherty close to a career high, and you see Joey Wittes just a few points away from 1,000 for his career, dating back to his Minnesota State days, and the Bearcats a chance to get 48th consecutive home win, which will be an MIAA record.
Free throw by Doherty is good. And it all so far today, 17 points, 46-20, Northwest Missouri State in front. Second free throw, rims out, and Dick Voss with the rebound for the Lions. Right side, Newman takes it top of the key. Lions in their black uniforms with white numerals and the powder gold trim. They get it to Pullman trying to drive the left baseline. A bump and a foul there. And the foul will go on Ryan Welty. Welty picking up his second start as a Bearcat in place of Xavier Kurth. Kurth out with an ankle injury. His first start a couple weeks ago in Hayes, Kansas, was when the Pitts was out of the lineup. Dick Falks with a low left side. Posting up with Doherty. End of the lane, low right-handed hook. Short rebound to Welty in Northwest. Bearcats in front, 46-20. Pitts into the front court, left side. Down the lane he goes. He drives, and he hits it as he banks it up and in.
That looks like the Justin Pitts that we know and love. Finding a way to get that quick first step. Float in the lane, and then kiss it off the glass.
Pullman through the lane, shovels a pass load for Radosevic, who gives his body to shield the defender in Doherty and puts it up and in. 48-22, Northwest Missouri State with the lead. Pitts out front. He's guarded by Jackson Price. They go to Endow, left wing, out near the jump ball circle for Wittes. Now to Pitts, right wing. Goes out top for Endow. One dribble to Pitts right side. Shot clock's at 7 seconds. Now to Wittes. Drives on Price in lane. Spins right up with a shot. And it's blocked away. But a foul. This will get Joy to the free throw line. Kelly Groom, one of the officials, to make the call. Jackson Price picks up his first foul. Second on the Lions in the second half. Wittes, an 85% shooter at the free throw line. Shooting two. First one. Good. 3 points for Joy this afternoon. Needs two more to reach the 1,000-point mark in his collegiate career. And the second one is good as it rolls in. 50-22, Northwest Missouri State in front. Pullman, right side, Newman on the wing. Back out front for Price. Now to Pullman left. Cross court right side, Newman. He has struggled to get a good look at the basket as Endow's done a good job on the defense with him. Now Pullman left baseline underneath the bucket. Ball goes out of bounds. This time deflected off the backside, I believe, with Wittes in the lane. And now the Linderwood Lions will inbound with 9 seconds on the shot clock. Pullman lobs it all the way up front for Newman. Immediately goes up with the jumper. A short rebound to Northwest and Brett Doherty. 50-22, Northwest Missouri State with the lead. Linderwood, a team that defeated Central Missouri in Warrensburg earlier this year, then struggled against Missouri Western Thursday. There goes Pitts driving the lane, misses the reverse layup and the rebound to Newman and Linderwood as they work the transition left side Pullman. Linderwood, rather that is Newman, top the key, short rebound, comes down to Wittes in Northwest. Linderwood has had a tough time finding some open looks, but when they have, they've missed those shots badly as well. And Dow baseline right, Doherty fakes right, goes on the baseline, up with a shot, won't go, rebound tapped out to Newman, and here comes Linderwood on the break. Aside Pullman, now to Dequas, down the lane he goes, scoops the shot up off the front of the rim, no, and here comes Northwest on the fast break the other way, right to left, Pitts dribbles to the left wing. Linderwood does a good job getting back on defense, so Northwest will set up the offense. And down on the right side with the dribble. Now lobs it for Wittes. And the block's right side. His dribble stolen away by Pullman. Here comes a three-on-three break. Pullman top the key. Right side for Price through the lane. Lays it up and in. Price with 4 points. 50-24. Northwest up. Just over 15 minutes left in the game. Pitts into the front court. Looks right side and down. Drives on Deke Foss to the right baseline. Cut off. Brings it back out right wing. Lobs it low right for Wittes. Posting up with Newman. Has the highest advantage. Spins in the lane. Banks it. Hits it and a foul. So Wittes goes over the 1,000-point mark in his career with that jumper. He'll go to the line to shoot and make it a three-point trip down the floor when we come back out of this timeout. 52-24, Northwest Missouri State with the lead over Lindenwood. Back in 90 seconds on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Rapid Elite in downtown Maryville, providing printing, copying, and other services such as folding, stapling, binding, and laminating, as well as supplying ink and toner. Rapid Elite also provides UPS and FedEx shipping services. More online at RapidEliteMaryville.com.
Support for today's broadcast comes from Bearcat Lumber on East 1st Street in Maryville, providing windows, roofing, siding, and doors for new home construction, as well as materials and plans for outbuildings, shops, and garages. More on Bearcat Lumber services is at 660-562-0300.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Ziegler Ag Equipment. Ziegler carries new and used tractors, combines, and sprayers, and provides equipment repairs and maintenance. Locations in Maryville, Chillicothe, and Marshall. More information at ZIEGLERAG.com. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Delbert's Garage at 714 North Depot in Maryville. Delbert and his team handle car and truck repairs from brakes and air conditioners to replacing engines and transmissions. Learn more at 660-562-0025.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Carpet Plus Bargain Barn on North Highway 71 in Maryville, providing carpet from Mohawk and Shaw, as well as hardwood flooring, tile, laminate, and vinyl. Carpet Plus provides estimates and arranges installation. More at carpetplus.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Bomley Auto Sales. Bearcat alumnus Joe Bomley has been providing late model program vehicles and pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to the area since 1983. More at BomleyAuto.com or on the lot at 5 Mile Corner, south of Maryville.
Wooded sets the free throw coming out of the timeout, 53-24. Northwest Missouri State with the lead, 14:43 left in the game. Drew Moore into the game out of that timeout. Finds Pullman, looks left side, and they get it for Zach Hayes, seeing his first action for Lindenwood. Pullman to the right wing. Fast pass, low right, into the lane. They get the inside ball loose, stripped loose, and picked up by Hawkins for Northwest as they're stripped out of Diego Womack's hands. 53-24, Northwest Missouri State in front. Pitts out front, gets a screen by Dre Starzl. Steps back, wants the three off the left side, rims out. Rebound tapped by Starzl out near the free throw line, but controlled by Hayes for the Lions. Pullman back to Hayes, right wing, squares up, wants the three, misses. Long rebound to Northwest and Pitts. 1-on-4 break. Pitts will slow it up, although even at 1-on-4, sometimes I think Pitts has the advantage there. Right side is Welty. Out between the circles, Pitts. Dribbles left. Out of Wittes out front. Open. Takes the three. Got it. Joy in double figures now with 10 points. Again, just a few moments ago, went over the 1,000-point mark in his career in college, including Minnesota State and Northwest. Pullman right wing three. Misses. Rebound Northwest and Wittes. One thing Northwest has done in this game is limit Lindenwood to just one shot each trip down. Cass doing a very good job on the defensive boards.
Out rebounding Lindenwood now 28-14.
Now Pitts tries the lane, hits the layup, and is fouled. He'll go to the line. 58-24, Northwest in front. They count the bucket. And Pitts will have an opportunity at a three-point trip down the floor. That foul goes on. Moore picks up his second.
Yeah, he started the game kind of quiet. He missed some shots from deep, but now you see the second half, him attacking, getting to the rim, and has been very good in these last 7 minutes in the second half.
Hits the free throw, 59-24, Northwest in front. Into the front court, Pullman between the circles. Deke Voss, right side pass for Moore. Starzl picks him up. Out of Hayes. To Pullman, back to Hayes, right wing. He wants another three. This one is good. He spurs up and knocks that one down. That's his first bucket of the game. Just coming off the bench, his fifth three-pointer of the season, which is kind of surprising. He's jacked up a few since he got out on the floor here in the second half. Pitts out front right side. 59-27, Northwest in front. Pitts down the lane. Hooks it to Starzl as he drives through. Gets called for the travel, and the ball goes to Lindenwood. It's past 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. Bearcats had a 43-18 lead at halftime. They've outscored Lindenwood 16-9 here in the second half and lead 59-27. Moore on the right side goes low in the lane for Womack in a double team. Pivots up with a shot. misses it. Rebound to Northwest as Endow clears it away. Pushes it to midcourt and will slow things up, fighting off Pullman with the dribble. Out of Hawkins Lau on the left side, back out to Endow. As Northwest spreads out the offense here, turn around the clock with 12:23 left in the game and a substantial lead at 59-27. There goes Endow through the lane, trying to go with a one-handed slam dunk, misses it, and Pullman into the front court to the top of the key. Another three by Hayes, instead goes right side. Pullman launches a three and he misses it, and Starzl with a rebound for Northwest.
Boy, did he look athletic missing that dunk, though. That's like what we saw at Duke that opening night, too.
But good, all with one little exception there as he missed the dunk. Off the left side is Pitts. Through the lane he goes. Looks to pass to Starzl. Low post left out of a double team. Starzl is fouled. Starzl was trying to find an open Bearcat, but was fouled before being able to get a pass out as Zach Hayes picks up the foul. That's his first. Fifth team foul on the line, so the Bearcats will inbound baseline left. A reminder that Bearcat basketball, underwritten by Milne Disdale Company, representing Golden Harvest and NK Soybeans, and Bomley Auto, located at the 5 mile corner. Inbound goes to Doherty. Out front left, Hawkins. Between the circles, Pitts. Dribbles down the lane, right side. Double team finds Doherty in lane. Kicks it out front, Welty. Left side and out. Potter about the three. Holds it. Now we'll dribble out front. Now down the lane he goes on Womack, who slaps the ball out of bounds off of the knee of Endow, and the ball will belong to Lindenwood. Welty will go to the sideline. Troy Witt is back into the ballgame for the Bearcats. 59-27, Northwest in front, 11:30 left in the game. Off the left side, Moore. Gives it left for Zach Hayes. Cross court right side, Newman. Now to Hayes, he thought about another three. Now we'll dribble where he's picked up by Wittes. Top of the key, Dick Frost. Back left side, Hayes squares up, wants the three, and hits it. Zach Hayes with his second three of the game. Coming off the bench here in the second half, 59-30, Northwest in front of Lindenwood. Pitts into the front court from our right to our left. Wittes back to Pitts' left wing. Now front and down, high post left for Doherty. Hands off for Pitts. Picks it back to Doherty, low post left, spins underneath the basket. Bring it back out front. Pitts will have it left side. 6 seconds on the shot clock. Pitts down the lane left into the right corner for Hawkins. Hawkins drives up with the shot right side as he got it to fall from 8 feet out just as the shot clock's down.
Nothing like eating up the entire clock and still getting points out of that trip.
Double figures for Hawkins with 10 points. 61-30, Northwest Missouri State in front. Hayes left side out to the top of the key. Dick Foss looks left, now brings it right. Newman, left side, open, Moore, takes the three, misses it, rims out right, and the rebound to Hawkins for Northwest, and Lindenwood just shooting horrendously in this game. Now still about 32% from the field and from three-point range, can't buy a bucket. Off the left side, Pitts takes the top of the key. Left wide open, will take the three, got it, nothing but net. Still not sure exactly what Lindenwood's philosophy is defensively.
They put some pressure on him, then everybody just ran away, and he took the open shot.
64-30, Northwest Missouri State in front. Deke Foss, right side inside the arc, takes the jumper and hits it. 6 points for Deke Foss. 64-32, Northwest Missouri State with the lead. Gets it into the front court, right side Hawkins, out between the circles, Wittes, left side Pitts. Free throw line, hooks the pass, baseline left, open, Doherty fouled, and this will get Doherty to the free throw line as Drew Moore came over and commits the foul. That's number three on Moore. Breaking the action, 9:24 left in the game, 64-32, Northwest Missouri State in front of Lindenwood. Back to Moore after this 90-second timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Northwest Missouri Regional Credit Union at the Highway 71 East South Avenue intersection, serving Nottoway County employees, Northwest alumni, and 19 school districts across the area. Northwest Missouri Regional Credit Union. Today, tomorrow, together.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Maryville Daily Forum, in print or online at MarylandDailyForum.com. The forum provides local news, sports, and information Monday through Friday. More at 660-562-2424.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Millen Dinsdale Seed Company in Maryville and Oregon. Representing Golden Harvest Corn and NK Soybeans, Millen Dinsdale reminds you that there are no practice fields in farming. More at MillenDinsdaleSeed.com.
bearcatradionetwork.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Rogers Pharmacy in Maryville, St. Joseph, Mount City, and Tarkio. The Rogers family has been providing Northwest Missouri families with pharmacy services, medical supplies, and home medical equipment since 1967. More online at RogersRx.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Hope Lutheran Church in Maryville and the Lutheran Campus Center next to the Northwest Alumni House. Hope Lutheran offers families and students weekly Bible study, worship, and fellowship. More at MarylandHope.org.
Support for today's broadcast comes from Oak Point in Maryville. Their memory care program offers residents emotional and social support, art, music, pet therapies, and more. More at 660-562-2799 or at oakpointmaryville.com. Doherty at the free throw line is fouled before the timeout. Misses his first. We'll have a second. 17 points for Doherty. His second free throw rims around and out. Misses both. Still a point away from tying a career high, 64-32. Northwest Missouri State with the lead over Lindenwood, 9:14 left in the game. Off the right side, Hayes inside the arc. Expires the dribble, finds deep pass between the circles. Left wing pass for Pullman. Drives left baseline, reverse layup off the right side. Good as he got past Welty and lays it up and in. Pullman with 6 points, 64-34. Northwest Missouri State in front. Bearcats' largest lead has been 35 in this game. Lindenwood had an early 2-0 lead, and that's been it. And now, high post right, Doherty. They pressure him a little bit more out front now, as he's guarded by Radosevic. Now to Endow, left wing. Down the lane he goes. Finds Doherty at the free throw line. Quick pass right side. Welty, three on the way. Runs around out. Rebound in the lane by Radosevic for Lindenwood. Now let Pullman into the front court right side. Takes the top of the key. Right side pass, Newman. One dribble, deep pass out front. Looks left for Pullman. Cats in their man-to-man defense. Pitts on the bench right now, getting much-deserved rest. Right side, deep pass. Shot misses. Rims out a little too hard, and the rebound too Welty. And we'll give it up to Endell. Bring it across midcourt right to left. Welty between the circles with us. Left side and down on the wing. Gets a screen by Doherty. Down the lane he goes. Now to pick and roll Doherty. Into the right corner. Finds Wittes. Wide open. Takes the three and rainbows it down. Wittes with his second three of the game. And for Doherty, 13 points on the afternoon. 67-34. Northwest Missouri State in front. Pullman out front left side. Tries on Hawkins. A little hand check and a foul coming up on Ryan Hawkins. That'll be his first. Reminder that Bearcat basketball, underwritten by Miller Financial and Insurance Center, located at 309 East Summit, brothers Steve and Dan Miller. Walker Body Shop and Towing, providing collision repair and 24-hour towing. And Northwest Cell, carrying a full line of iPhones, iPads, and Androids. Singh and Dow go to the sidelines. Doherty to the bench as well, as Kirk Findlay enters for Northwest. Also, Tyler Doherty into the ballgame. Out front, left side, Newman drives on Finley, down the lane, banks it and hits it. 6 points for Brad Newman, who averages 15 a game, 67-36, Northwest in front. Finley into the front court, finds Welty, now to Wittes, top of the key. They give him a lot of room out front. Left side, Finley, low left for Hawkins. Back to Wittes, wide open, right wing, three on the way, and good. 16 points for Doherty.
You know, he's had a couple quiet games, but really coming on strong here, especially in this second half.
70-36, Northwest Missouri State in front. Cats have done a good job in this game finding the open man, and there have been some open men out there. Right side, Hayes with the three, short rebound underneath the bucket to Tyler Doherty for Northwest. Finley into the front court, finds Tyler between the circles. Wants to drive right side. Free throw line, Wittes. Lobs it left, Welty. Back to Wittes out front right. Now to Doherty, right baseline. Drives. Bumped. He'll get to the free throw line. And the foul coming up on Luka Radosevic, who will pick up his second foul. Timeout with 6:34 left in the game. Northwest Missouri State 70, Lindenwood 36. We'll be back right after this 90-second timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by the City of Maryville, home to Mozingo Lake Recreation Park. The park offers residents and visitors 8 fully furnished lakeside rental cabins, as well as a hotel and new conference center opening in 2018. More at MozingoLake.com.
Support for today's game comes from Tri-State Ford Lincoln on South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the region a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles, as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at gotristate.com or at 660-582-3677.
Support for today's game comes from Compass Dental Group in Maryville. Doctors Bruce and Teal Twaddle and Dr. Brian Viertaler provide braces, implants, same-day crowns, and general dentistry. More at 660-582-2273 or at compassdentalgroup.com.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery on 4th Street in Maryville. The Student Body provides Bearcat fanware and custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Nellestein Vein Institute. Dr. Michael Nellestein and his staff specialize in the treatment of various leg ailments, including varicose veins, spider veins, leg pain, and blood clots. More information is at thenvi.com.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Pitsenberger Auto Body in Maryville, providing auto collision repair and taking the dents out of accidents. Pitsenberger's also installs Ultimate Truck bed liners. More at 660-582-4599 or pitsautobody.com.
Tyler Doherty at the free throw line misses the free throw as he is fouled before the timeout. Quittis will go to the sideline. Three stars will in. We have Welty along with Finley, Hawkins, Starzl, and Tyler Doherty, who misses the second free throw. 70-36, Northwest Missouri State in front, 6:28 left in the game. Out front left is Newman, long three on the way, rims around and in that time. First three of the game for Brad Newman. He came into this one with 32 under his belt. 70-39, Cats up. Faye Starzl out between the circles. Right side pass, Hawkins. Now to Finley, high post right, Doherty. Tyler with one dribble, left side, Finley. Scoops the pass out front for Hawkins. Right side, Welty, low right, Tyler Doherty. Posting up with Newman, expires his dribble. Lots in the left corner for Starzl. Three on the shot clock, a three put up by Hawkins off the front of the rim. Rebound to Radosevich for Slendenwood. Now that goes to Newman, right side, deep cross to the baseline, cut off. Finds Newman, quick pass left side, Pullman wants the three and drills it. Adam Pullman with his first 3 point of the game. 70-42, Northwest in front. 5.5 minutes left in the game. Off the right side, Starzl. Now to Finley. Low right is Tyler Doherty. Has his dribble stripped loose by Pullman. 2-on-2 break. Pullman, right side, Hayes. He'll take the three and rims around and out. Rebound Starzl for Northwest. And he'll give it to Finley. And he'll bring it into the front court right side with the dribble. Cats looking to set an MIAA record for consecutive home wins. Welty out front, looks right side, Finley. Long pass, left side, tipped and goes out of bounds. Dekfoss got a hand on it. They were trying to get it to Tyler Doherty in the left corner. Bearcats will inbound with 14 seconds on the shot clock. T.J. Crockett into the ball game. Hayes goes to the sideline. Crockett had a couple minutes of action in the first half. Tyler Doherty out front, left side, Hawkins. Into the right corner, Finley. Finley drives, kicks it left wing. Starzl open, three up the front of the rim. Long rebound, Finley, as he chases it down. And Northwest will set up their offense with a fresh 30 on the shot clock. Welty, cross court, right side, Hawkins. Double teamed out front. Finds Starzl, quick pass baseline for Doherty. Reverse layup off the left side, won't go. And the rebound, Newman for the Lions. Pushes it left to right, top of the key, through the lane, drives, misses the layup, rebound tipped out of bounds. It will belong to Lincoln off the fingertips of Tyler Doherty with 4:26 left in the game. And a break in the action. 70-42, Northwest Missouri State in front of Lindenwood, back in 90 seconds on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcats is provided by Miller Financial and Insurance Center in Maryville. The Miller brothers offer assistance with investments and retirement planning, as well as insurance protection for your farm, home, and auto. More information is at 660-224-2300 or millerfinancialandinsurance.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from your local family-owned Orslin Farm and Home, with more than 30 stores throughout the region. Orslin provides customers with the tools and materials necessary for jobs on the farm, in the garage, or at home. More information at OrsulinFarmHome.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Tiffany Care Centers. Tiffany offers in-home services such as housekeeping, laundry, personal care tasks, licensed nurse visits, and respite care for people throughout Northwest Missouri. More at TiffanyCare.com. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Barnes Baker Automotive, serving North Missouri for more than 75 years. Located on Oklahoma Avenue in Trenton, Barnes Baker provides a full line of Ford cars, trucks, and SUVs. Their inventory of new and used vehicles is online at BarnesBakerAutomotive.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student-athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information is available at BearcatSports.com. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Millen Dinsdale Seed Company in Maryville and Oregon. Representing Golden Harvest Corn and NK Soybeans, Millen Dinsdale reminds you that there are no practice fields in farming. More at MillenDinsdaleSeed.com.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Northwest Audiovisual, providing residential, commercial, and auto customers with sales, design, service, and installation of home theater and car audio systems. More information is available at 660-853-2319.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Younger Auction Company. Auctioneer Mark Younger and his team simulcast online live auctions in all states. Younger Auction Company specializes in real estate, farm equipment, collectibles, and antiques. More at YoungerAuction.com.
Timeout. Finley drives down the lane right side, gets called for a charge. That'll be his first foul. It's a 70-44 game. Northwest Missouri State with the lead over Lindenwood. 3:42 left in the game. Matt Trenton, I'm John Coffey, our studio engineer, Kramer Sansom. Pullman into the front court, looks right side, Dekfoss. Off the right wing, Newman. Bounce pass low right, Dekfoss, posting up with Hawkins. Now to Crockett off the right wing. Cross court left for Newman. Back right side, Pullman. Now to the right wing, Dekfoss. Out between the circles, Pullman. Rides to the lane, stops in the lane, pivots. Out front right, Dekfoss, 5 seconds on the shot clock, drives the lane right side, banks it in, hits it high off the glass, was able to drop it down. Nice touch by Dekfoss, and he goes into double figures with 10. And now Lindenwood goes into full court pressure a little bit late, I think, as Sarzel has it right side. Northwest up 70-46. Finley double team, gets it to Tyler Doherty, takes it in the lane, kicks it back out right side, Hawkins. Now to Welch down the right wing, to Hawkins out between the circles. Left side, Finley. One dribble, free throw line, Doherty, bounce pass to Starzl on the backdoor cut, lays it up and in.
Well, a great look there from Doherty, and a nice cut by Starzl to finish. They were a little slow when they got into the ball game, but trying to find some momentum here.
Down the lane, Dekfoss drives and is fouled. He'll get to the free throw line with 2:34 left. This will go on Tyler Doherty. That'll be his first. Northwest coming into this game with 47 straight wins at Bearcat Arena. That tied the mark set by Central Missouri from 1982 through 85. A win this afternoon, and they will have the record outright as Dekfoss hits his first free throw. 72-47, Northwest up. Welty to the sideline. Derek Lang into the game. Dekfoss's second free throw, too hard, rebound tipped, controlled by Crockett, up with a shot and a foul. Nice move by Crockett to go up and hit the shot as he is fouled by Tyler Doherty. They'll count the basket. That's Crockett's first of the game. Doherty picks up his second, getting Crockett to the free throw line. Trying to make this a three-point trip down the floor for Lindenwood. Free throw on the way, good. Full court pressure out of Lindenwood once again. Finley at midcourt gets it to Hawkins on a pass into the front court for Starzl, getting a timeout as he was going out of bounds on the right sideline coming up with that pass. So breaking the action with 2:23 left in the game. Northwest Missouri State 72, Lindenwood 50. We'll be back right after this 30-second timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from FSB Mortgage, providing first-time and veteran homebuyers assistance with financing needs to fit a budget. More information from Jeff Farlow, 816-233-7400. FSB Mortgage, a division of Farmers State Bank.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Nellestine Vein Institute. Dr. Michael Nellestine and his staff specialize in the treatment of various leg ailments, including varicose veins, spider veins, leg pain, and blood clots. More information is at thenvi.com.
Bearcat basketball also underwritten by Tri-State Ford Lincoln, Tri-State Chrysler Dodge Jeep, along with Pitsenberger's Auto Body, taking the dents out of accidents. Rapid Elite in downtown Maryville. Heinlein Home Furnishings on South Main in Maryville. And the Bearcats with it after the timeout. They get it to Doherty. Low post, a little shot fake thing goes up with a shot. And it's at Tyler Doherty, his first bucket of the game. 74-50, Northwest Missouri State in front. 2:09 left in the game. Low right side, Newman spins left, goes right, up with a shot, and rims out. No rebound, tipped, loose in the lane, and Radosevic comes up with it. Out to the top of the key, Pullman. Left side, Crockett. Under 2 minutes left. Through the lane, Pullman, bounce pass right side, Radosevic. Misses the layup too hard off the glass, and the rebound, Hawkins, as he clears it out with 1:48 left. 74-50, Northwest Missouri State in front, and Hawkins fouled as he took it into the front court. Foul will go on Adam Pullman. That'll be his first.
Those fouls and the pressure defense here from Lindenwood kind of delaying the inevitable. 1:43 to go as they trail by 24 points. And it does kind of feel like they got aggressive on both ends of the floor well too late in this one.
Hawkins free throw misses. Rebound to Lindenwood. Pullman through the lane. Out top the key, Dick Buss. Left side, Crockett. Drives on Hawkins down the lane. Tries to scoop a layup. He's a little out of control as well. And we'll get called for a charge. And that will be Crockett's first foul. Now with 1:27 left. And Zach Hayes coming into the game. 6'4 sophomore out of Wrightstown, Wisconsin. Getting the full court pressure out of Lindenwood. Finley in the backcourt finds Hawkins in front of the scorer's table. Quick pass at midcourt goes to Starzl. Back to Hawkins left side in the front court. Now to Finley. Between the circles, drives the lane right to the bucket, lays it up and in. Nice drive to the basket by Kirk Finley. And a 76-50 Northwest lead. Quickly the other way, Newman tries to slam it down with a one hand, misses the rebound. Left side goes to Deep Boss, and Eden knocks down the three from the left wing. And it's now a 76-53. Bearcat lead with 54 seconds left. Lang in the backcourt. Pulls up his dribble just in front of the timeline. Gets it in the front court for Starzl. Hooks the pass back to Lang. Through the lane he goes. No look pass right side. Finley now to Doherty. Lays it up and in. Tyler Doherty with 4 points. 78-53 Northwest. 36 seconds left in the game. Dickboss right wing three is good. He has 17 points. 78-56 Northwest. Cats again looking at full court pressure. Lang will take it into the front court where he's immediately trapped. Gets the pass left side, Finley. A couple seconds between the shot and game clock. Through the lane, pass thrown away. Picked up by Pullman. Out, long drive down. Goes to Deke Voss, and he puts it in. Pullman to Deke Voss, who lays it up and in. It's now a 78-58 game. Northwest in front with 10 seconds left. Filling it out will be Hawkins off the right side. That will do it. Northwest Missouri State sets the MIAA record for consecutive home wins as they pick up a 78-58 victory over Lindenwood, leading almost the entire way. Lindenwood had a brief 2-0 lead, but from that point on, it was all Northwest this afternoon as the Bearcats pick up their 48th consecutive win at Bearcat Arena to set the MIAA record. And the Bearcat fans applauding Northwest Missouri State for that record as Northwest Missouri State goes to 19-2 on the season and 11-2 in MIAA play with the victory. Lindenwood falls to 14-9 and 6-8 in conference play. Might as well, Bearcat basketball underwritten by Highline Home Furnishings on South Main and Maryville. Championship Motors on South Main across from Walmart. And Compass Dental. Dennis Bruce Waddle and Brian Beertaller, proud supporters of Northwest. We'll be back to have more for you from Bearcat Arena right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Bomley Auto Sales. Bearcat alumnus Joe Bomley has been providing late model program vehicles and pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to the area since 1983. More at BomleyAuto.com or on the lot at 5 Mile Corner, south of Maryville.
Today's game is being underwritten by the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni.
Support for the Bearcats is from Steve and Dan Miller at Miller Financial and Insurance Center in Maryville, providing investment management, retirement planning, and insurance protection for farm, home, and auto. More information at 660-224-2300 or millerfinancialinsurance.com.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch and dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Northwest Cell, located at 1218 South Main in Maryville. Along with nationwide coverage, Northwest Cell carries a full line of iPhones, iPads, and Androids. More information on plans and devices is at nwmcell.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More info is available from Shelter Agents Brad Ford of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, Jody Nelson of Savannah, and Larry Olinger of Mount City.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by Twaddle Realty in Maryville. As United Country Realtor, Brian Twaddle provides real estate services for residential, farm, and commercial properties. More information available at 562-7562 or MaryvilleMillRealEstate.net.
Bearcat Radio broadcasts are brought to you by Championship Motors in Maryville across from Walmart. Championship offers late model pre-owned autos and conducts vehicle searches upon request. More at ChampionshipMotorsLLC.com or 582-8800.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Pizza Ranch at US 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in store or at pizzaranch.com.
Support for Bearcat Radio Network comes from SSM Health St. Francis Hospital, offering a range of health services in the Northwest Missouri region, including 24/7 emergency services and cancer care. More at SSM Health St. Francis.
Back at Bearcat Arena, Northwest Missouri State with a 78-58 win over Lindenwood with Matt Tritt, and I'm John Coffey. And Matt, Bearcats, pretty convincing win against Lindenwood this afternoon.
Yeah, whenever you look at that final score, 78-58, I know this is something that gets used in sports terms often, but it really wasn't as close as it looked. It was like, what, 70-36 at one point, and then the Bearcats essentially just took their foot completely off the gas and tried to finish this one off. And then Lindenwood got aggressive. Three started to finally fall for him. But this one had been over since at least halftime when the Bearcats were up by 25. So a very convincing win. And just great to see the Bearcats clicking the way they have been lately. Even whenever you see Justin Pitts not play especially great in the first half against the foul trouble, other guys step up and that's kind of what makes this team great, and that's what makes us think that they have a chance to make a postseason run.
First half, they left Brett Doherty absolutely wide open, and Brett took advantage of that. He had, I think, 16 first-half points, ends up with 17 total, just one away from a career high. But they're trying to keep the ball out of Justin Pitt's hands, and I think Justin he had a little rough time scoring the first half. I'm not sure it was because of the Lindenwood defense, but at any rate, they were leaving Doherty wide open, and he took advantage of it and really helped Northwest get out to that early lead.
Brett did a great job of getting one-on-one in the paint and capitalizing and helping the Bearcats get off to that that large lead. Then we saw Justin attack a little bit more and find a way to make an impact offensively there in that second half. So overall pretty good. And you know what? We saw Chris Endow play really well in that first half as well and only finished with 9 points for the entire basketball game and five rebounds. But it's about stepping up and helping them get that lead, and then team was able to finish this one off
and pick up the win, 78-58, as Northwest again goes to 19-2 and 11-2 in MIAA play, and put the pressure on Washburn, which is playing Fort Hays State this afternoon in Hays, Kansas. That game getting a late afternoon start, and Washburn up on Fort Hays State early moments of the second half, leading 43-33. Again, that game being played in Hays, Kansas this afternoon. We're back, have more for you as we begin our post-game activities right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24 hours claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More info is available from Shelter Agents Brad Ford of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, Jody Nelson of Savannah, and Larry Olinger of Mound City. And from Steve and Dan Miller at Miller Financial and Insurance Center in Maryville, providing investment management and retirement planning as well as insurance protection for your farm, home, and auto. More information at 660-224-2300 or MillerFinancialAndInsurance.com. Support for today's game also comes from Nellestein Vein Institute. Dr. Nellestein served Northwest Missouri for 20 years and specializes in the treatment of leg ailments including varicose veins, spider veins, restless legs, leg ulcers, and blood clots. For a consultation, 816-291-4149. Also from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery, located on 4th Street in Maryville. The Student Body provides Bearcat fanware as well as custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation.
Support for today's game is brought to you by MTE Office Center, with locations in Maryville and Cameron, providing computers, printing, networking, furniture, and office supplies since 1935. More information at mteoffice.com or on Facebook. And from Compass Dental Group in Maryville, Drs. Bruce and Teal Twaddle and Dr. Brian Viertaler provide braces, implants, same-day crowns, and general dentistry. More at 660-582-2273 or compassdentalgroup.com. Support also comes from South Paul's Veterinary Clinic in Maryville, offering medical, surgical, and dental care for small breed pets. South Paul's encourages responsible pet ownership and preventative health care. More at 660-582-7387. Also from Northwest Campus Dining, offering Chick-fil-A and the J.W. Jones Student Union. From chicken sandwiches to their new frosted lemonade, Chick-fil-A is open to Northwest students and the Maryville community. More information is at nwcampusdining.com.
The Bearcat Postgame Show, underwritten by Championship Motors in Maryville.
And welcome back to Bearcat Arena, Northwest Missouri State with the win over Lindenwood, 78-58. The final score, we're joined now by the head coach of the Bearcat men's basketball team, Ben McCollum. And Ben, a convincing win this afternoon.
Yeah, kids came out, executed, competed really well right from the start, especially defensively. And then, you know, offensively, I thought we were really locked in as well. They, you know, played a lot of zone, and we attacked it the way we needed to. And then, you know, got enough stops to win the game.
In the first half, they just left Brett Doherty wide open time after time, and you guys were able to take advantage of that.
Yeah, I think they were trying to stay home on our shooters in their zone and kind of switch some things and see if they could take us out of rhythm. And, you know, Brett's a pretty good scorer one-on-one, and if he knows that there's no digs or anything coming, then, you know, it's pretty easy for him to score down there. He's a real difficult matchup because he's so patient. He's got a lot of different moves, a lot of pump fakes, a lot of shot fakes, a lot of pivots, and you know it can become difficult to defend.
I would think at this point in the season, one thing that was will be an advantage too is you were able to get a lot of guys to get a lot of minutes in this game as some rest there in the second half.
Yeah, I mean that's two games in a row where you know guys have rested. I think that's a good thing and a bad thing. You know we got to be able to play 40 minutes when we get close games, but it's a good thing because some of those guys mentally will be able to refresh every time that happens, and so we're going to need them fresh for Wednesday, Saturday, because it's going to be a tough stretch here.
One thing also about today's game, we talked a bit about this Thursday night, but with the win here today, you now hold the record for most consecutive home wins with 48 now, breaking the mark set by Central Missouri from 82 through 85, and another good mark for this Bearcat program.
Yeah, it's a lot of wins in a row. I mean, our kids... it's a lot of teams, a lot of different players that had a big impact on that. I think when we came in, that was one of our goals was to really protect our home floor, and you know we've done that. And you know it's fun. Our crowd helps us, and it's a fun environment to play in, and hopefully we can keep it rolling.
Let's talk about going now back on the road. You mentioned a couple of tough games coming up. Starting up, let's just talk a little bit about Emporia State on Wednesday.
Emporia, a very tough place to play. At Emporia is always a difficult place to play. You just have to be, you have to be at your best when you go there. You have to be ready to handle their physicality. You have to be handle their intensity, and our guys will be ready. They'll be ready to compete.
All right. Well, Coach, thanks a lot for being with us.
Thanks a lot, John.
Head coach of the Bearcats, Ben McCollum, Northwest Missouri State with the win, 78-58. The final score is they defeat Lindenwood. We'll be back to have more in our postgame right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Delbert's Garage at 714 North Depot in Maryville. Delbert and his team handle car and truck repairs from brakes and air conditioners to replacing engines and transmissions. More at 660-562-0025. And from Brown's Shoe Fit Company in Maryville, located in the Mary Mart Shopping Center. Brown's offers footwear from Under Armour, Sperry, Asics, and Chaco, as well as fashion boots for women. More at 660-582-4641. Support also comes from Pitzenberger Auto Body in Maryville, providing auto collision repair and taking the dents out of accidents. Pitzenberger also installs Ultimate Truck Bedliners. More at 582 4599 or PittsAutoBody.com. Also, from Mill and Dinsdale Seed Company in Maryville and Oregon, representing Golden Harvest Corn and NK Soybeans, Mill and Dinsdale reminds you that there are no practice fields in farming. More at MillandDinsdaleSeed.com. Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the city of Maryville, home to Mazingo Lake Recreation Park. Mazingo Lake offers outdoor recreation activities such as boating, fishing, hiking, and equestrian trails. More information on Mazingo is at MazingoLake.com. And from Northwest Audio Visual, providing customers with sales, design, service, and installation of surveillance and security systems for homes and businesses, as well as paging and public address systems. More at 660-853-2319. Support also comes from KFC in Maryville on South Main across from Walmart. KFC offers a daily buffet from 10:30 until 8:30 p.m. and also supplies Bearcat families with original recipe, extra crispy or grilled chicken and sides for lunch or dinner. Also from Rapid Elite in downtown Maryville, supplying ink, toner, shipping services, and website design, Rapid Elite also provides design and printing for business forms, brochures, booklets, letterhead, and more. More online at RapidEliteMaryville.com.
The Bearcat Postgame Show, underwritten by Championship Motors in Maryville.
Back at Bearcat Arena, Northwest with the 78-58 win over Lindenwood. With Matt Tritton, I'm John Coffey. Time for our Extra Effort Award. Matt, looking at a guy who really set the pace early in this one, in Brett Doherty.
Yeah, Lindenwood was giving Brett a lot of opportunities to go one-on-one there in the paint. He took advantage, 17 points on 7 of 12 shooting, also knocked down a few free throws, pulled in three rebounds, had three assists, did not give the ball away at all this evening. So a good overall game for Brett and helped Northwest in that first half whenever, you know, maybe the player of the year had a little bit of a slow start. He was able to pick up some of that slack and help the Bearcats get that big lead early on. So a really good overall game for Brett. Probably kicking himself a little bit that he maybe didn't attack as much there in that second half when he could have got a new career high. But regardless, still a solid game from the Bearcats forward.
Comes up just 1 point shy of tying his career high, but he leads the team in scoring with 17 points. Joy Wittes with a big day as well. Joy ends up with 16 points. He had 8 rebounds, and he goes over the 1,000-point mark in his career. Again, a lot of those points coming during his time at Minnesota State and Mankato, but a big career moment for Joy today.
Yeah, that's a pretty cool thing for a guy like that. Still just a junior, played a ton of minutes there at Minnesota State and has picked up where he left off while he's started his career here at Northwest Missouri State. And I'm sure there was not a correlation there, but after he hit that 1,000 point, after having a couple slow games, he hit it here in the second half, and he really took off and hit some big shots down the stretch, knocked down some three-pointers, was working inside and finished 5 of 5 shooting from the field, including 3 three-pointers. So, I don't know, maybe this is a chance for him to kind of open up and really start to flourish. I mean, he's played well all year, but you can tell he's a guy that has another level.
A couple other players in double figures, Justin Pitts with 13 points, 10 points for Ryan Hawkins coming off the bench. As the Bearcats pick up this win with Xavier Kurth on the sidelines, an ankle injury that he tweaked there in the matchup on Thursday with Lincoln set out today's game. We saw Ryan Welty get the start today, and Ryan had 4 points early in the ball game with his second career start as a Bearcat.
Yeah, Ryan able to get some more minutes in a big situation there of coming in and making the start, and yeah, it's tough to see Xavier not in the ball game, a good defender, an energy guy, but hopefully he's able to come back and be very rested for Emporia State this week.
As a team, Northwest shot just under 60% for the game, 59.6%. They were 8 of 19 on threes and 8 of 15 at the free throw line. That's probably one area they'd like to see improve upon down the stretch here. They've struggled a little bit, but again, 8 of 15 at the line. Didn't get to the line an awful lot in today's ball game, but missed a few that they would normally have.
Yeah, and some misses coming from some guys you don't expect. Ryan Hawkins misses one there. Justin Pitts missed one in the first half. Tyler Doherty missed a couple late. And then after starting 3 of 3 at the line, Brett Doherty missed his last three there. And that's if that guy can start hitting free throws, and really his game would be pretty close to complete. And you could see him do a lot of good for Northwest in this postseason.
Like one big key stat in this game, Northwest out-rebounded Lindenwood 37-26.
Yeah, and that's a lot closer than it was prior to the Bearcat starters coming out, because they were pretty much doubling them up the whole way, and Lindenwood pulled down a few extras in those final minutes. But no, the Bearcats did a very good job on the glass and really have the past few games, and you just hope for that to continue to keep going, because it's not that they've got the biggest guys on the floor, but they're a pretty tenacious group whenever it comes time to pull that board off the glass.
Lyndon Wood shot 39% from the field, 24-61, 8-32 on threes, and they were just 2-3 at the free throw line for the Nay.
That's surprising that they only got three free throws, and it didn't feel like it was lopsided as far as the fouling goes. I mean, Northwest had 10 personal fouls in the game, and Lindenwood finished with 14, so it wasn't a discrepancy in fouls. It was a matter of they were settling for a lot of deep three-pointers and missing them, whereas the Bearcats attacked a little bit more. And so, discrepancy there, and that's something I think Lindenwood needs to look for in the future of maybe try to get in the paint a little bit more often.
Both teams took care of the basketball pretty well. 8 turnovers for Northwest, 6 for Lindenwood, and that looked some of the key stats out of this game. Lindenwood had one player in double figures, Chandler Diekfoss with 19 points, and you look at Diekfoss's total, most of those, all but three, coming in the second half.
Yep, it was a game where not much went right for Lindenwood in that first 20 minutes, and they got a little bit going late in the ball game to make this one look a little bit closer, but it'll be interesting to see how these teams match up in St. Charles in a couple weeks.
In the final score, Northwest Missouri State 78, Lindenwood 58. We'll be back and have more in our postgame right after this on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is underwritten by Edward Jones Financial Advisor J.R. Kurz, offering retirement and investment advice on the Maryville Square at 119 East 4th Street. More information is available at 660-582-7196 and from Pizza Hut in Maryville. In addition to specialty pizzas, pastas, and wings, Pizza Hut offers a daily lunch buffet from 11:30 to 1 and Tuesday nights from 5:30 to 7. Dine-in, carry-out, or delivery is available. More online at pizzahut.com or in-store at 732 South Main in Maryville. Support also comes from A&G Restaurant at 208 North Main in Maryville. A&G provides a sit-down menu, banquet rooms, and catering. More information is available at 660-582-4421 or online at agrestaurant.com. Also from U.S. Bank, providing banking services to Northwest students and the community. U.S. Bank is a proud supporter of Bearcat Athletics and Northwest Missouri State University. More on their products, services, and locations is at usbank.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Tiffany Care Centers. For 40 years, Tiffany has been caring for the people of Northwest Missouri in their homes or at one of their nursing and rehab centers in Oregon, Maryville, Mound City, or Rockport. More at tiffanycare.com. And from the Northwest Missouri Coalition for Roadway Safety, encouraging drivers to avoid texting, making phone calls, or other distractions behind the wheel to create safer roadways throughout the region. More information is available at savemolives.com. Support also comes from Bearcat Lumber on East 1st Street in Maryville, providing windows, roofing, siding, and doors for new home construction, as well as materials and plans for outbuildings, shops, and garages. More on Bearcat Lumber services is at 660-562-0300. And from Carlson Seed in Blanchard, Iowa, Carlson Seeds has been family-owned since 1973 and distributes DeKalb Asgrow seeds, chemicals, precision planting products, and more. More information at carlsonseed.com.
The Bearcat Postgame Show, underwritten by Championship Motors in Maryville.
Back at Bearcat Arena, 78-58, the final score to the Northwest men defeat Lindenwood this afternoon. So we check the MIAA scores. MIAA scores underwritten by Mosaic Life Care, offering patients a cardiac scoring test, which could prevent a heart attack in patients at risk for heart disease. Full list of Mosaic services available at mymosaiclifecare.org. Main score we're looking at, Washburn leading Fort Hays State 57-44. That's midway through the second half in Hays, Kansas. Bearcats went into this afternoon's games tied with Washburn for the top spot in the MIAA. Ichabods have led the entire way in that game going on in Hays. Other scores right now. Final score from Pittsburgh, Kansas. Missouri Southern defeats Pittsburgh State 90-76. 25 seconds left in the game. And it's Central Oklahoma up on Southwest Baptist. That game being played in Bolivar. 76-69 the final there. Or the score there with 25 seconds left. A final score from Warrensburg, as Central Missouri defeats Northeastern State 75-66. And there's 7:36 left in the game. Lincoln leading Missouri Western 59-48. That game being played down the road in St. Joseph. And that's the way the scores look from this afternoon. One other matchup, which will be a little later start, that has Emporia State at Nebraska-Kearney.
Yeah, I'd like to see some help from Hayes there in that game against Washburn, but Ichabod's a tough team, and that'll be a fun one next Saturday in Topeka.
Reminder, too, that postgame is also underwritten by Bullen Auto and Truck Parts. Services include brake and suspension work, as well as a driveline facility. Bullen Auto and Truck Parts, located at 10th and Mitchell in St. Joseph, family-owned since 1951. More at 800-292-6546. We'll be back and wrap things up right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by Farmers Mutual Insurance Company of Nottoway County, insuring homes and farms in northwest Missouri since 1891. Now also offering renter's insurance and options for first-time home buyers. Agent information is available at fmnottoway.com. And from Carlson Seed in Blanchard, Iowa. Carlson Seed's been family-owned since 1973 and distributes DeKalb Asgrow seeds, chemicals, precision planting products, and more. More at carlsonseed.com. Support also comes from East Hill Shopping Center at the Belt and Frederick in St. Joseph. East Hills provides an indoor shopping experience that is filled with retail stores, name brands, a carousel, and numerous dining choices. More at shopeasthills.com. Also from Maryville State Farm Insurance agents Kerry Myers and Kevin Neal, providing insurance and financial services at 121 West Lincoln and directly behind Applebee's at 305 Larry Lane. More at 562-3882 or 582-3512.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Gardner Family Dentistry in Maryville. Dr. Jeff Gardner and his staff specialize in treating the whole family with a focus on kids of all ages. Other services include implants, crowns, and general dentistry. Now accepting new patients. More at MarylandSmiles.com. And from Losh Optometry, providing treatment for eye health conditions including diabetes, glaucoma, and macular degeneration through diagnostic technology, as well as fitting specialty contact lenses. More information is available at 660-241-5001. Support also comes from your local family-owned Orsland Farm and Home, serving the Midwest for more than 50 years. Orsland supplies tools and products for the farm, ranch, lawn, garden, and automotive. More information is available at OrslandFarmHome.com. Also from the Maryville Forum, in print or online at MarylandDailyForum.com. The forum provides local news, sports, and information Monday through Friday. More at 660-562-2424.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Bullseye Trading in Maryville, located at 1115 East 1st Street, open 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Bullseye Trading offers guns, ammo, and payday and pawn loans. For more info, call 660-241-5013. And from Ziegler Ag Equipment. Ziegler carries new and used tractors, combines, and sprayers, and provides equipment repairs and maintenance. Locations in Maryville, Chillicothe, and Marshall. More information at ZIEGLERAG.com. Support also comes from Carpet Plus Bargain Barn on North Highway 71 in Maryville, providing carpet from Mohawk and Shaw, as well as hardwood flooring, tile, laminate, and vinyl. Carpet Plus provides estimates and arranges installation. More at carpetplus.com. Also from Consumers Oil Company in Maryville. Since 1928, Consumers has been supporting farmers in Northwest Missouri by providing refined fuels, feeds, and propane. More information is at ConsumersOilMaryville.com.
The Bearcat Postgame Show, underwritten by Championship Motors in Maryville.
And back at Bearcat Arena, Northwest Missouri State on the men's side. They defeat Lindenwood this afternoon, 78-58. On the women's side, it was Lindenwood with an 84-56 win over Northwest. So couldn't quite get the doubleheader sweep this afternoon, but for the Northwest women, just kind of a tough second quarter proved to be the big difference.
Yeah, it was tough. They played poorly in the first quarter, but they were right there within six, and then got outscored by 15 in that second quarter and had a hard time recovering. And Littlewood's a good ball club, and you knew it was going to be tough, but now it's just about turning that page quickly and keeping their head down, keep grinding, because Emporia State is going to be a very tough basketball game coming up on Wednesday.
Reminder, this segment underwritten by the Kansas City Beer Company, a brewer of German-style lagers and ales. Brewery founder and Northwest graduate Steve Holley uses imported German malts and hops along with traditional old-world brewing methods to help achieve authentic flavor. More at kcbier.com. Emporia State coming up Wednesday in Emporia, Kansas. It's going to be a couple of big games coming up for both of these teams for different reasons, but still two big games coming up.
Yes, they both really are. The women's team, you want to find a way to rebound. You have to rebound against a perennial power in the MIAA. And then I think for the men's basketball team, you don't want to overlook the Hornets with Washburn on the horizon Saturday. You got to have to go in and play like they did today, honestly. Not necessarily the cleanest game or most efficient early on, but played great defense throughout and picked it up and able to run away with this one.
And a quick score to update from the MIAA. Washburn still leading Fort Hays State 63-49, 8:05 left in the second half there. So most likely as they go into Wednesday's action, Northwest will be tied with the Ichabods again at the top of the MIAA standings.
Yeah, and that'll be a matchup of at least a couple of the best players in the MIAA when you see Pitts for Northwest and Skeens from Washburn, the big man over there. It'll be fun. Got to find a way to slow them down. But, hey, you got to see them already at the Municipal Auditorium early in the year. Hopefully we can duplicate those results.
Northwest got that one down at Municipal, so hopefully they can go for a sweep of that series. And this one, the one that really counts in the conference schedule.
Goes a long way toward winning the conference and the region in the long run.
And again, here we've got a split of a doubleheader this afternoon. Once again, the Northwest women lose to Lindenwood, 84-56, as Northwest falls to 3-18 and 2-11. The Lindenwood women improve to 12-11 and 4-10 in conference play. And in the men's game, Northwest with the victory as they defeat Lindenwood 78-58. The Bearcats now 19-2 overall, 11-2 in the MIAA. Lindenwood falls to 14-9. And 6-8. Again, the Bearcats with a win today set the mark for consecutive home wins in the MIAA, breaking a record that was set by Central Missouri from 1982 through 85. So the Bearcats have the consecutive home record winning streak record now, and hopefully they can build on that as the rest of the season goes along. But they go on the road for the next couple, including Emporia on Wednesday. We'll have the broadcast of both matchups between Northwest and Emporia State Wednesday night. The women's game will tip off at 5:30, the men at 7:30, as always. Our pregame for the women begins at 5:10. For Matt Tritton and studio engineer Kramer Sansone, I'm John Coffey, and so long from Bearcat Arena.